Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Down, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
With a tasty group. Okay?
Wow. It definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
One, two, three, pick it. Pick it. Come on. God damn it. Could you one time pick it? What the f***?
You're disgusting.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. Hi there, hi there. Brothers and sisters, friends and comrades, good afternoon. How you feeling? My name is Alan. Thanks for showing up. Say hi to Bill Squire, who's right over there.
Hey, creepy hugs, everyone. Thanks for listening to and watching this episode of the Alan Cox Show titled The Girth.
The girth.
Yeah.
So all
the
right. Dirt,
the bird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Baby beater.
Right.
All right, good. We'll get
well,
to that.
Well, there's the... Well, I mean, I was thinking, like, the dirt, but, like, the girth, because we have Girthy Burper over here.
Hey. Oh, I thought you said the birth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That works, girth. Too.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's girth, and also I was in a pinch.
You know, on so many levels, too, Mary Santora is right over there.
Hi, guys. No babies.
The progenitor of the Girthy Burp.
Yeah.
And by the way... I feel like the daily no babies comment is somewhat lessened by the fact that if you ever do have a kid, God forbid, perish the thought, right? Kids get to find out about that birth.
Yeah. So?
Really a screw it up.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
Whatever, I'm not having a kid.
All right. A lot of people have said that and are now parents. Just, again, perish the thought.
Kay.
God forbid. Just saying.
Just letting you know.
As the recipient of many years of therapy, that Bert might do something to that kid.
All
I don't know, right?
Sorry.
But as of now, you are still barren.
Barren.
Good for you.
Baby free.
Hey, say hi to Pound Cake, who's back behind the glass.
Afternoon, white people. Happy Friday.
It is a Friday. Only one day away from tomorrow night. As Friday goes into Saturday, so Friday night goes into Saturday night. Tomorrow night, we'll be at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium.
You know your days, man.
I really do. I have studied the calendar for many, many years, like a holy scripture. I look at that calendar. I'm not very good at math, so 7 is a perfect number for me to kind of try to figure out and suss out. Tomorrow night, we will do the 10th annual Alan Cox Show comedy tour at the beautiful, newly renovated Cleveland Masonic Auditorium with yours truly, Bill Squire, Mary Santora, Mike Polk Jr., Rob Ward, the leggy and vivacious Steve Byrne returning to the area to be your headliner. Steve, I'm so sorry about your Pittsburgh Penguins.
What? Wait, what show is this?
Alan,
oh, man, I was making a request for Delilah at night.
Oh, hey.
Delilah.
I can do that.
Yeah, the Pens blew it, but that's okay. That's okay.
Wow.
You know, at least we have the Pirates. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait a second.
You guys are going to beat us this year.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. You
at
think
least
so?
Had a good time for Pittsburgh. But how you guys doing?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm good. I think you guys invited me because you want a little element of Los Angeles, Hollywood, present in Cleveland, because I've been getting hit up by Squire and Polk. I guess Polk found out that I'm friends with Lisa Ann, the porn star.
Yeah.
So he sent me he said, hey, could you send this over to Lisa Ann? I'm a big fan. I hope you could introduce us. I said, sure. And he sent me a picture of a kielbasa and a high heel shoe. So I don't know what that means.
You know, he's ever so subtle, that Mike Polk Jr.
Pretty subtle. And then Squire keeps saying, I don't know what this means. Maybe you guys can decipher this. He said, he wrote me a text and he said, hey, is it quote unquote snowing in Los Angeles? If snow, can you bring some snow with you to Cleveland? I don't know what that means. I don't know what his extracurricular activities are, but just please, if you could help me decipher, I'd be very grateful.
I'll tell you what. This is my promise to you. When we go to break, I'm going to pick you up on the handset, and I'm going to tell you what he means by that.
It's cocaine. Got it.
Oh, he just said it.
Yeah, it's cocaine.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he was...
the cocaine here is terrible.
A lot of people don't
know. Bring us some of that good L.A. cocaine.
A lot of people don't know that Bill was born in Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is, of course, the Christmas capital of the United States. I thought that's what he meant.
No, not that.
So, yeah.
Oh, is that for real?
No. I was born in Berea.
Well, Frankenmuth is the Christmas capital. Just Bill was not born,
I was not born there.
So, yeah. I was kind of splitting the difference there.
How do you know that Frankenmuth is the Christmas capital of the world?
Because they have Bronner's Christmas.
Because I live and breathe, my friend. I live and breathe.
He drives past that billboard every weekend to see his kids.
That's right. Yeah. I really do. I don't go that far north. But it's a double-edged sword. They gave us Christmas, but they also gave us Greta Van Fleet. So, you know, what are you going to do? You take the rough with the smooth.
Van Susteren, so I think you're...
That's right, sure. But I'll tell you what, you couldn't be more spot on by saying that I wanted some Hollywood in the 10th year of the Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. Of course, Steve Byrne, the pride of Kent State University as well. So I imagine there'll be all kinds of accolades when you get into town tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. The key to the city, all that stuff. I think it goes, it's Michael Keaton, one, Arsenio, two, right? Arsenio or Drew Carey, they got to be a tie, right? Because they both went to Kent. All three of these guys went to Kent, right?
There's a lot of notable alumni that came out of that school. You're right.
Yeah, and then Caparillo, who's another comic that's from there. So I think I got to be in the top 10, but I'd say bottom 10.
Okay. But you're
at the bottom of the top 10. That's pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah, you got James Harrison, you got, you know, there's a few
Josh Cribbs.
Sure.
I think Jack Ham went to Kent State, too.
There you go. Listen, it's like the guy who graduates dead last from Harvard Medical School. You still went to Harvard Medical School.
Yeah, if I went to University of Phoenix, I'd be like an all-star. I would, across the strip malls across the country, I'd be celebrated.
That's right. I'll tell you what.
Maybe top 10.
I will give the audience a little peek behind the curtain here. Steve Byrne saved my ass in a very specific way, because this was the 10th year for the Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. I said I want to do something big. The station finally ponied up a little bit of a budget, and I made myself a short list of people that I thought would be amazing headliners. And the first name on the list was Steve Byrne. And so I called and I spoke to him, and he was only too happy to come and perform for everyone. But he saved me the trouble of going hat in hand to the other people below him on the list and going, hey, we're doing this thing, and would you like... Steve Byrne saved my ass, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Can I ask Steve
a
question?
I'm so glad to know you didn't have to call Pauly Shore.
The weasel needs a food allowance.
No, I'll be with him at, Sonic Temple.
Yeah, Bill's doing the spoken word comedy tent at the big festival in Columbus, and Pauly Shore and Henry Rollins and all those guys are going to be there, too.
Oh, nice. Now, how does it feel having the tenth? This is quite a historic run for you.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It used to be Rock on the Range. I've done it a bunch of times. It's a good time, actually. It's very fun.
So, of the 10 years you guys have done this comedy tour, who has been like a lights out? What was like a lights out show? Just curious.
I mean, last year Roy Wood did a walk on.
Roy Wood Jr. did a walk on. He popped on. Mike Head's been very good. Mike Paramore. We mostly have local people. So we had Will Anderson one year, Australian comic.
That was my first year.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, so we've had some pretty cool moments, and, you know, Polk, and I can hold my own.
Of course.
Yeah, so there's some good people have been here. Let me ask you this, Steve. You're out there in California. Do you know... Do you know the zip code?
It's not snowing.
No. Do you know?
He has been throwing this at everyone with ears. All right, go ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
Steve Byrne, do you know the zip code for Beverly Hills?
It's 90201.
Close enough.
You got to correct him.
Yeah,
on
it's 90210. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
No. Because everybody says that, but it's actually there's 90210, and then there's 90211.
Yeah, there are multiple zip codes. That's right.
Well, your zip code knowledge is going to come in handy here, because I bet you don't know this one. Do you know the zip code to Dawson's Creek?
Oh God.
90108.
You got to give him a
herpes.
Huh? Right.
Ready? Here's what it is. 90108, for our lives to be over.
He's so pleased with himself over this.
If that's a taste to come, I cannot wait.
Right?
I cannot wait for tomorrow night.
To come.
Hi-oh.
Not of.
Right. Listen, I tried to be a cool guy and just play past it, but I'm still stuck on Steve Byrne is friends with Lisa Ann. I don't want to be a douche.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't want to be a douche. But
I wrote her. She had a picture of her with, like, 8 ripped, absolutely shredded black guys, and she's standing in front of them in a bikini.
Nice.
And she said, roll in into my weekend. And that was her picture. So I wrote her back, and I said, can you please post a picture of what you look like Monday? And I thought it was pretty funny. And then on Monday, she actually tweeted me back, and she sent a picture from the Dodgers game. So
hey, there you go. Look at that. Sure. Nice. Listen, I like what you know. She's kind of the preeminent adult film actress to become fully ensconced in the sports world. You know, that's the transition you make from banging athletes to then, you know, you get a show where you talk about how good they are.
All your past conquests. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And tips, you know, like you would get from an athlete before you step into the bedroom, like stay hydrated, get those electrolytes in. We don't want you cramping up. These
That's
are things
right.
most people don't know, but when you have the resume she does, of course you do.
Choke up on the bat.
Choke up. There you go.
That helps too. That's right. All right, listen, brother, I'm going to let you go. I couldn't be more excited to have you in tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to the show, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Absolutely honored, excited, can't wait for you guys to to share the stage with you guys, and thank you so much for asking me and including me. I cannot wait. So,
thank you, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, as long as you don't get snowed in.
Hi.
Yeah. All right. Bye, boys.
Thank you, buddy. All right, there's Steve Byrne, your headliner for tomorrow night, the 10th annual Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. And
I hate it so much.
I've never seen one episode of Dawson's Creek. All I know is this song. I know the people who were on it.
Yeah, I don't know this show either. I just know this intro song.
Yeah.
And that joke is amazing.
Right.
It's good.
Okay, well, it's good despite the karaoke version of the song.
I'm so good. You
congratulations.
Don't even get it.
You have to tell me. You don't get how good I am.
The Alan Cox Show.
There's no news.
Putting the me in lamestream media.
A lot of nonsense and fluff and sensationalism.
On 100.7 WMMS.
Three 5 1 9 2. Want to send me a text? AlanCoxShow.com for everything else. The Tribe have postponed their game tonight. First in the series against the Atlanta Braves. It was set for a little after 7 tonight. They are not going to play it tonight. They will do a traditional doubleheader tomorrow. You know what that means. No butt stuff. That means that the first of two games will start at 4:10. Gates of Progressive Field will open at 3 o'clock. So a doubleheader tomorrow. Tribe Braves downtown. They have postponed the game tonight. So there you go. 35192, when you send me a text in here. We mentioned before the break you were trying to get Ricky Church tickets.
Eric Church.
Eric Church. There's some bumpkin that's playing the queue tonight.
Bumpkin!
Right?
No. Oh. It's a big deal, Alan.
Yeah.
It'd be a big deal and also be a bumpkin.
Yeah, tickets are very expensive. Well, I mean, they have like the nosebleeds for $20.
First of all, lay out the situation.
Okay.
But there were, you had I your fingertips on some tickets.
So I was maybe able to go with a friend, and then he got into hot water with his girl, and then now he's like trying to make up for it, so he's not
what
going.
What did you offer to do for those tickets?
No. He was. They're from his friend. So I don't know the person that he's getting the tickets from, so I wouldn't be able to go without this specific friend.
But why was she getting snippy over
He was all wasted at something, came home. Oh, Eric Church. He came home all drunk last week and got himself into some trouble, and so now he's like treading lightly. And,
oh, so it's not about you.
No, it's not about me. No. He's in trouble, and so he can't go out tonight, and then that's like was my ticket hookup.
Is he a little boy?
No, he's a grown man.
Is he grounded?
He might be grounded, but you've been in trouble with a girl before.
Yeah, and then I break up with them.
Well, she's pregnant, so I don't think that they're going to be breaking up.
Even better.
Soon.
Bill gets into trouble. He doesn't stay in trouble.
Right.
That's a good motto.
That is. Get in trouble. Don't stay in trouble.
If she's pregnant, I mean, she needs him more than he needs her. I mean, so she needs to tread lightly.
Well, so that's what that is. So I'm looking at maybe buying...
Try telling that to a pregnant woman.
Yeah, right. I'm looking into maybe
first thing you want to say, calm down. Second,
yeah, women
chase
love
me.
That.
Yeah.
Women love when you tell them to calm down.
I know, that's why I said say it.
What's a good Eric Church song?
Well, they're all good. Well,
They're all good.
Well, Drink in My Hand is a fun one.
Drink in My Hand.
Yeah.
Could it be more stereotypical?
They're all about whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. Drink in My Hand.
Yeah. Yeah! Oh, my God! I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy a ticket. Even just hearing it, I get so excited.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe you misunderstood me. What's a good Eric Church song?
Right here.
Friday at 5.
I'm sorry. Let me repeat myself again. What is a good Eric Church song? All right. So you're going to buy a ticket from a third-party vendor? Or what are you going to do?
Yeah. There's like a floor seat.
How much are they?
$200.
$200.
With fees and everything like that.
Couldn't you just go like to a bar and play Touch Tunes?
No. I've been trying to see him for 3 years. I've been trying to see him since 2016. Twice I've had tickets that have been taken away from me.
Why did you not ask?
So you'll go solo to this?
Well, all the tickets that we were talking about, there's a bunch of single seat tickets that are pretty close to the stage, like floor seats, 8 rows back.
You know why that
for
is?
For $150.
They break out. They set aside a whole bunch of single tickets for all the people whose friends were too smart to go with them to an Eric Church.
Whatever,
show.
Dude. I don't even care.
Who can't get anyone to accompany them.
It's not even about not getting anyone. I will go. No one has the money. Yeah. I don't have any friends that have an extra $200. I don't even have an extra $200. But it's almost on principle at this point.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to miss them a fourth time.
I got thrown out of one concert. I lost tickets in a breakup the second
time.
Like,
maybe it's not meant to be, though.
But it is.
Maybe what if you go and then something bad happens?
But what if I don't go and something bad happens?
Is there a small part of your brain that has a Springsteen video fantasy where you're on the floor
and he picks
in a spotlight
me up. Yes!
And he points to you and pulls you from the crowd?
And he pulls me up and
that is part of it, isn't it?
And we sing Wrecking Ball together. We sing Wrecking Ball together and we slow dance on stage.
Would you sing?
Yes, I'm the worst singer on the planet, and if Eric Church brought me on stage, I would sing every word to this song at the top of my lungs. I don't care.
You should have asked sales.
No, they have like the up $20
ones. Yeah, Loudville tickets.
Yeah. Whereas if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have all the information typed in on my phone. I just haven't hit like confirm yet.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to do it. Why not? I've spent $200 on stupider things before.
Such as?
Booze. A week's worth of drinking if I'm going hard?
Yeah, that goes a long way, though. That's more than a two-hour concert.
Yeah.
You can kind of surf that wave throughout the course of the week. Mm-hmm. Speaking of pregnant women, congratulations to our friend Mike Beater.
Yay!
And his beautiful wife, Lucy. They had their little girl early in the wee hours of this morning. A little Olive Beater is brand new. And a few weeks late, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Nevertheless, he now knows the terror inherent in being a new dad. So, welcome to the club, buddy. Mike Beater, of course, for the uninitiated, is basically the Pope of Kent, Ohio. He owns roughly 74% of the town.
Just about.
Yeah, Water Street Tavern, and you know, so.
He's a silent partner on the rest, though.
He's a mensch.
Right.
He's a good guy, his wife's lovely, and they have their first little one. So.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day I found out Beater, like, invented Chipotle or something like that. Like, he just came forward, like, oh, yeah, that was me. You've heard of Walgreens, right? Yeah, that's me. Like,
oh, I knew somebody like whose crazy. Dad had, I knew somebody whose dad had invested in an early, because Chipotle initially, I believe, was owned by McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And then they divested or whatever, but it started in Denver, I think. But yeah, I knew somebody who had been an early investor in Chipotle.
And now?
Obviously, they cleaned up.
I was going to say.
Sure. But, you know.
They don't have to pay extra for guac for life.
They walk in and they show a little card that's all bent up, and he pulls it out of his wallet
guac
and it says,
for life.
Early investor.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is investor spelled T-E-R? And he's like, shut up, just give me the guac wallet.
Doesn't matter. What's a concert you would pay $200 to go see by yourself?
Oh, boy.
That's like I'm fangirling out for this. That's what I'm saying. There's got to be a show you would go see
for that. A concert I would...
seats, 5 rows back, or 7, row G, 7 rows back.
Wow.
That's good. That's a good seat.
$200, not one. Not one.
Not a single concert you would go see for $200.
No, I'm sure there is. I can't think of one.
I would rather have that experience than anyone else. I'd rather buy one $200 ticket.
You are a concert person, and I am less than a concert person. Like, I like Coheed a lot, but I've seen him a lot of times. So
you don't need to be close.
I like going to concerts.
And I've been close to see him.
I wish I had time to go to more concerts.
That's what I'm saying.
I would be at a couple a week if I could, yeah. I don't know. $200 for floor seats. I don't know.
7 rows back. Middle.
It's
the more I talk about it, the more
someone
I'm just
buy that
do
seat.
It. Don't you dare! I would be so mad. Someone I'm buying it in the break. Right, I'm buying now. It in the break.
Submit $1,000. So buy the whole row.
Oh, yeah. I would be so mad.
Right.
If at the end of this segment, if that seat's gone, I'm going to be furious. Because the next one that's pretty good, you have to buy three, which obviously I'm not going to buy three, but...
You have to buy three?
You can't buy them one at a time. I tried. You have to buy all three of the tickets in order to get them. I know.
Boy, there's got to be somebody I would pay a couple hundred bucks to see from the floor, and it's not... I've been getting tickets for shows for so long, like for my adult life, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Through what I do for a living.
Makes
trying to think
hard,
of a
yeah.
show, yeah, that I would go. There's got to be one.
I would pay for Eric Church. I would pay to see John Mayer that close. I would probably pay to see...
I really don't know.
Eminem.
Don't know. I saw Eminem at ACL. It was the one and only time I ever saw him. I don't know. That's a really good question, and I'm sure I have an answer. I just don't know what that would be. I feel like you need to,
because if they're a good performer, it doesn't matter where you are in the room.
It does, though. It's a completely different experience if you're in it.
You want to see the facial expressions and the sweat.
If you're in the room and you can still have everything that you want and keep your money. I mean,
yeah, but it's like, it's the same thing with comedy shows. I tell people, the closer you sit, the more into the show you are. Whereas if you're in the back, you're kind of a little disconnected. It can get a little noisy. People aren't paying attention. I know music's a little bit different, but to be in that where everybody's standing and it's all, like, hyped up.
Mary's wrong about that because all we have left are balcony seats, so it's just as good an experience from the back as it is from the front.
For this show.
A lot of people are texting me that they got like cheap tickets to that show.
They have $20 tickets, but they're Loudville tickets.
Gotcha.
I don't want to sit all the way up there.
Okay.
If I'm going to go by myself, I might as well go. You know what I mean?
Why don't you buy a $20 ticket and try and sneak down with all your charm?
Because I will lose that game and I'll get thrown out. And then I'm out $20 and no Eric Church again. That'll be the third time.
Better story.
I have two good stories about getting thrown out of Eric Church seats.
Third time's a charm.
Yes, I do realize there are cheaper tickets available. I totally get that. But anything worth, you know what I mean?
Okay. Alan, I now know that my boyfriend is the one, because upon me sending him a picture of my boobs this morning, he replied, good size, nice llamas. Is that appropriate for a boob picture?
I like it.
Good size, nice llama.
Yeah, right. All right, you want to talk to somebody who's going to give you information you probably already have?
Can't wait.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Well, I'm just saying you can play the waiting game with these websites. It was Coheed and Thursday at the Agora. I got tickets under face value, so basically you just got to wait it out. Like an hour before the show or whatnot.
And I got tickets for face value for the Phil Collins face value tour in 1989.
Good for you.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
all right, thank you, Steve. There you go. Everybody's got some information. Hey, Juan.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this Juan? Juan's number 15 on our Alan Cox Show Latino list, if I recall correctly. What's up?
That's correct. Yeah, I was calling because you guys were talking about Chipotle.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned about McDonald's used to want Chipotle. McDonald's never be on Chipotle.
Are you sure?
You know. Yes, I'm pretty sure. I've been working for Chipotle for the last 13 years. I'm a manager in there.
Oh, okay. Well, I know they were like, I guess, okay, maybe they were like a huge corporate investor. In Chipotle, they got a lot of their early money from McDonald's.
Yeah, they did help, with money, but they never be on Chipotle like that.
So, Juan, let me ask you this. Do you offer customers a more authentic experience when you're there? Do people feel like when you've made them something, it's really got something in it?
What do you mean with that?
You're a Latino. When somebody gets you at Chipotle, they're like, oh, I really, rather than some, blonde chick making them a burrito. I mean, they get a better vibe off of you?
Well, I guess, a lot of people try to speak to me in Spanish and stuff. So,
It's kind of
nice sometimes.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Mas guacamole.
Yeah, they start saying, lechuga and then pollo, trying to pronounce.
Pollo.
Oh, I hate people.
Don't you just want him to say chicken at that
Please.
Point? Just come on, bro. Or you like it?
Seriously, I just want to get...
He just wants to move the line.
I mean, like I'll say, you know, like sometimes I try to say something in English and some people think it's kind of funny. And sometimes when they try to say something in Spanish, I think it's kind of funny. You know, it's just like, okay, yeah, I get it.
But they're holding up the damn line. Hate people like that.
Don't try to speak Spanish if you're in front of Pound Cake, or he's going to put a size 10 Rockport up your ass.
Not just that.
For sure.
More than two orders in a line? Get out of here with that. Order online.
Use the app. That's right. All right. Thank you, Juan.
We got people coming in trying to order 5-6 items at a time.
Get those bitches
no.
out.
All right. Thank you, Juan.
Okay. All right. No problem. You guys have a good one.
All right. Take care. There's Juan.
That's one way to grind my gears.
That's one way to grind your gears?
Yes.
What's another way to grind your gears?
Probably just that one.
Well, you know, I'm talking about really grind
at Chipotle. Like, I had this woman taking her sweet time in the Chipotle line, and I was really pissed because I held the door
for
her.
Where do you have to be?
It doesn't matter.
We're trying to live in a society.
I don't have to be there.
I get it. She doesn't, you know, she should be aware of other people, but still, like, it's okay.
It was my fault. I was mad at myself more than anything because I was trying to be nice. She was, like, an older lady with, like, her grandson or whatever.
Of course.
She was, like, wobbling in with a cane.
You got to take things. And so you're mad because an old lady took a... Old people take a second to do everything.
I know, but I was like, I held the door, and I was like, man, if I didn't hold the door for her, like, I could have got in front, and it wouldn't take me 20 minutes to order my bowl.
But you got nowhere to be. This is at night after the show, right?
Yes.
You got nowhere to be?
It doesn't matter.
It does. What's the point? Give the old lady, she's there with her grandson, you know. Maybe she had never been to Chipotle before.
She hadn't.
It's like, I would like a burrito.
Why don't you, you know how to order online. You could order in advance.
There was no one in there besides her. She was taking forever.
So it was just you and her?
Yeah, and then she was like, she got to the front of the line, and she's like...
So if there's five people in front of you, it's the same amount of time.
No, it doesn't, because everyone knows what they want, because it's the system. It's quick.
Right, but you just said it was her first time at Chipotle.
But she gets up to the front of the line, and she's like...
I think you'd be like, terrible. Ma'am, let me introduce you to the wonders of this establishment, as I am a regular consumer of this product.
She was calling her daughter... She's like, when she got to the front, she's like, Stephanie, what do you want?
What was that? Which salt? The green salsa.
Exactly like
the
that.
The green one. Not a lot, a medium amount of the green one.
At least arm this woman with a post-it note. You know, I mean, when you send, it's like if you ever, well, there's plenty of places to do that, especially at lunchtime. You'll be behind someone at Subway, and they will have a post-it note because they pulled the short straw, and they're getting the orders for the office.
Yeah.
So, like, I need 1 6-inch with just turkey and mayo.
I hate you.
And you're like, okay.
You're the worst person.
But I've been that person. It's not the end of my life.
It is. It's okay.
I will say this. I've been that person at Starbucks, at going to get coffee for people. I will let, if there's, like, one or two people behind me, I'll let them go. Like, do you only have one? You can go. I have seven. I mean, I'm not going to do that for the whole line, but if there's one person behind me, I'm like, yeah, you go ahead.
One day you might be that person, Poundcake.
Let's make him go do it right now.
And you'll need someone else.
Go get us all Chipotle.
She can treat you nicely.
She had us. She was like, what do you normally get? I said, oh, I get this. And I was trying to be polite, blah, blah. And then I didn't think she would actually
She goes, ew, gross.
No, I didn't think she would just sit there and like mull it over, think about what she was talking about. She was like, well, I guess I should call my daughter right now and see what she wants. And she's like, what's that?
When did this happen?
This is like a week or two ago.
I mean, when you finally got out of there with your food and you went home and you ate it, it didn't taste any worse. It didn't taste any different.
But the taste in his mouth was bad, Alan.
Please, the taste in his mouth's always bad. Come on. You know, you got to give people some leeway. They're not hurting you. She's just taking a little bit of time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so used to now.
Yep.
That, like, when you're held up for a second.
It wasn't a second.
Boy, it's great living in this country, isn't it? This is a great country to live in.
The people behind the counter were, like, frustrated with her because they were trying to explain to her. She was like, okay. She had three bowls in front of her. She's like, okay, I want this on this one, this on this one. Wait, no, I don't want that one on this one. I want it on this one. And so they had to take stuff off and, like,
yes, because people who work there get spoiled by regular customers, too. So they get used to, like, boom. It's the Sebastian Maniscalco bit.
They train him to work fast.
He's like, beans, meats, cheese, doing the same thing all day long.
I don't care.
They train him to work quickly, but when someone takes a while to do it,
I'm like, let's go.
Just what you want is this jagged behind you clapping at you. He's a human emoji, for Christ's sake. That's what you want. Come on, old lady. I'm a single guy with nothing to do.
She's not preparing it. She's just trying to make her decision. Decide quickly. You don't have to make it. You don't have to. It's not strenuous for you.
No, but they give you a lot of options. And if you're an old woman,
if it's your first time there, you don't know.
Sure.
You don't know how all the flavors are going to marry.
Or if it's spicy.
Imagine if you Imagine if you went for the very first time to some establishment with a lot of options.
Take a risk.
Take what risk?
Enjoy life on what you think might taste good.
She can't enjoy life with you clapping behind her, man.
She can't even hear me. She had an hearing aid.
So she was the luckiest person in this room.
People were in there after, would you like this? What?
Uh-huh.
Get out of here with that.
Uh-huh. I'm
trying to get my Chipotle order.
Wow. Well, I guess the only unfortunate thing is that you didn't choke to death on it when you got home.
It would have spared me waiting in line again.
Sure. Well, yeah, because you would have been dead.
I would like to circle back to Bill's point that you can also order online and not have to wait at all ever. You can also just order online and drive there and pick it up.
You walk up to that side counter.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mr. Quickness over here.
People who order two or more, or like more than two,
Old lady's not going to know that. She's not going to order online. She doesn't know how to work a computer or a phone.
An app.
She can't even order in person. So if you order, you can place order, time it out so that you can just walk in and pick it up on your way home. That's what I do.
I'm allowed to be pissed off. Like I don't care.
We said no.
I don't care what you think.
It grinds his gears. All right, I got a break. To join us, or 800-348-1007. 35192. Want to send me a text, alancoxshow.com, for everything else. Live video stream there if you want to watch. Chat room part of that too. And one more pair of tickets for you to win for tomorrow night, 520 today, the very last one. I'm going to go out to somebody, and then you're on your own, man. I hope you don't miss it. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock show, doors at 7, for the 10th annual Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. Spoke to your headliner at the very top of the show today. Steve Byrne going to be in town. Bill Squire, Mary Santora, Rob Ward, Mike Polk Jr., yours truly. Mattitude will spin. Poundcake will be there. And all of it brought to you by Great Lakes Brewing Company. It happens tomorrow night at the Masonic Auditorium. After party going to happen at the Wild Eagle Saloon, downtown Cleveland's rowdiest bar.
Ooh,
as I just heard a spot. Downtown Cleveland's rowdiest bar. So we're looking forward to that, too. So as of 5:21 today, you'll be on your own to get tickets. But the link, I think you can get them there, obviously, if you wanted to walk up, if there were any remaining.
Yes.
I think you can get them at the House of Blues box office.
Yes, you
too.
Can get them at the House of Blues box office.
So if you're right downtown,
it's a Live
you can
Nation
get them there.
Event.
Live Nation event. And I was thinking too, this is the first time in a long time that we haven't done the show live before the comedy tour.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Right, because we've done it at the House of Blues many years past, and so we would do the show live, and then we would go in and do the first show. But this year for the 10th, I wanted to do one huge show on a Saturday. And, of course, the weather's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Beautiful in Cleveland.
It's going to be exactly like this. Tonight's Tribe game postponed, by the way. They were set to play the Braves at 7 o'clock. They have postponed that. So they will do a doubleheader tomorrow. First game starts at 4:10 at Progressive Field. Park will open at 3 if you've got tickets.
Should go off without a hitch.
No hitches allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, I'm a therapist. And you guys were talking about porn and sex addiction. Neither of them are in the DSM-5. And this is what I was trying to get to yesterday. Was
right.
I said it's not officially recognized. That's all I mean. All these people were blown. I go, no. I don't mean your friend who can't keep his hand out of his pants. I mean doctors and physicians and things don't, you know. But it might be in the DSM-6. That's the big, giant binder of things that physicians recognize as whatever. So he said, I'm a therapist. I looked it up because one of my clients says he's addicted to porn. And yes, I realize that sounds like an I'm asking for a friend scenario, but I can assure you it's not. So there it is. So listen, hopefully all of this chafed genitalia will be getting the help they so richly deserve.
It doesn't have to be chafed if you use a lubricant or a lotion.
Yeah, but if you're really into it, you're going dry.
I think most people
you're going dry. Yeah.
You don't like
if you're serious about it, if you're serious about your addiction, you're going dry.
Or you have the top end, like the best of the best.
Use what?
I said, or you have like top end products.
Yeah. Oh, like gun oil or J.O. or something like that?
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, okay. I mean, dealer's choice. I'm just saying, I think if you're really, really serious about it, if you're like, I really, I'm gunning for some kind of prescription. I'm going in dry, right? My hands look like I just got off 15 hours at the job site.
Ew.
And you don't want to see what's going on below the belt. It's a horror show down there.
Yes.
Yuck.
Right?
Yes. Or just, yeah.
So when you finally do get laid, you're like, I can explain. It's not herpes. I just touch myself
just
a lot.
Busy.
A lot. I'm really into the divinals. I'm using like 320 grit sandpaper every time I go to work on myself. Using a belt sander.
Because
after, you know, you get that much work, you feel less and less.
Yeah.
Does it work like that?
It wears the nerves down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Because part of it's mental, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it takes more and more to get you off. But down below, it's going to get you more. You know, you're just going to get that, you know, you're going to get that
sensitivity.
That callus.
Boy, I don't know. What do I do? What's your situation? Oh, it's calloused.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Is there audio on the live stream?
Yep, there it goes.
There
Sorry
we go.
About that.
Thank you.
A little Friday over here.
Of course. That's right. Alan Poundcake doesn't want to order his food online because he wants someone to notice him and give him a discount.
I have no problem paying for my food.
I was going to say, but I also can't blame you for that if that were the case. If somebody's like, hey!
Yeah, if you give me a discount, I'm
obviously
going to take
it. It's a pound of cake!
You know. That's what they sound like at Chipotle?
Well, his favorite pizza joint.
It's a pound of cake!
Yeah, the guys with the tattoos and gauged ears. Hey, it's a pound
everybody!
Cake.
Oh, what's going on? Is it a pound cake?
Like, I just walk in, lean over the counter, like, do you recognize my face? You know who I am.
Who are you?
Do you recognize my voice?
Yeah, no. I'm always shocked and just so taken aback and just very flat. I'm like, you want to give me my food for free? Like, why?
Free food.
Yeah, no,
if
they give me that, I'm stoked.
Wow, well done.
I don't expect it, though.
I got some free Outback today. Ooh,
did you?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that?
I'm doing an endorsement for them, and they invited me over, and I took Jeff Hardig, our intrepid IT guy,
uh-huh.
And then a couple of other people from sales. Went over there and had some ribs and some steak. And
wow, you took the whole group out.
Yeah,
for lunch.
They said I could have up to four people. And I know pancakes at work. And Mary had
I would have called off.
Yeah, you didn't ask me either. Don't worry.
Let me ask you this. Well, I had my ladies' lunch today, so
I wasn't going to invite you to get food.
You weren't?
No. I just feel like if I could have done all four of us, I would have done that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I could only take one of you. It wouldn't have been fair, so I took none of you.
Now I'm going to need you to confirm or deny a myth about Outback Steakhouse.
All right.
Is it true that there are no rules?
Now there's Aussie rules.
Oh!
That's an old slogan. The new slogan is Aussie rules.
Except what does that mean?
It means they have very good food.
Oh!
The food was great.
All right, sir.
Yeah. But the nice tip, though, because everything was comped.
Well,
the server.
Of course.
Yeah,
there you go.
Care of them.
Yes,
that's
you did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You did that right.
Okay. Take it
so
from there.
So good, though.
Did it right. All right. Now, are you able to get grilled cassowary over there, any chance?
Cassowary?
It's a giant bird.
Oh.
But I believe
didn't
see
native that on the
to
menu.
Australia. Okay,
yeah.
You tell them
like
to step
ostrich
up.
Like an ostrich or an emu?
I think it's in the emu
are
family.
Are ribs and steak native to Australia? Because that's what they had. That's what they were serving.
Yeah. Will Anderson has this whole Outback Steakhouse bed. You guys remember this from years and years ago?
About how much he loves it and how authentic it is and how amazing it is?
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, good.
He has the whole
just
thing about it.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
I believe that ribs are native to Australia.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. There are a lot of ribs over there. Listen, I only mention the cassowary because I truly love stories where someone is killed by an animal that should have never been their pet. I see it as Darwinism in its purest form, you know? I think the gold standard for this thing is Siegfried and Roy. These are guys who, if you could think that anybody was down with their animal and felt, you know, that they were domesticated enough or whatever, that they would never harm them, it would have been Siegfried and Roy. But nope, one day, one of those tigers just tears one of them to shreds. And I don't even know if the guy's still around. I think the show is just called And Roy now. But there's a cassowary, which is like an emu-like bird. It's a rare bird. Big bird. It's got heavy claws.
Looks like a dinosaur. Got dinosaur feet?
Maybe. It has long claws on each foot. And there was a guy in Florida.
Good size. Nice cassowary.
Uh-huh. 75-year-old guy who was keeping a cassowary in his backyard. And all the guy did was fall. And the bird attacked him and killed him.
Jeez.
That's a great story. I like that story.
That's not a story.
That's not a bird that's you should have in your backyard. It's a rare bird native to Australia.
It?
Huh?
You try to ride it?
Just try to get away from it.
Yeah, I didn't
say
anything about
that.
It's
a big bird. I'm saying, I don't know what you'd do with that other than try to ride
it. Would you try and ride Big Bird?
Yep.
No, he can talk. You don't ride someone that can talk.
False. Patently false.
Yeah.
Now, if only this guy had had a Snuffleupagus costume, he could have walked around.
See?
Hey, bird.
Thrown the thing off.
Big old eyelashes.
Maybe, yes. The guy fell, and the giant bird attacked him and killed him.
That's got to be one of the worst ways to go.
That bird has been biding its time, waiting for its moment to attack.
Pecked to death? That would be the worst.
Right. It's probably using the claws on the leg. It's probably not pecking him. It's probably like slashed his throat.
Oh, yeah, they have like dagger claws on their feet.
I pictured it pecking into its head over and over and over again until he broke its skull.
No, he's probably using the big claws to slash his throat, slashing at the vital
organs.
Yeah. It's like being killed by a velociraptor in the movies.
They are considered the most dangerous bird in the world. They can run up to 31 miles per hour. They can jump 7 feet into the air. They can grow more than 5 feet tall.
So can I.
Weigh up to 120 pounds.
I weigh a lot more.
They can slice open any predator with a single swift kick. But again, this is not a bird or an animal that you should have in your backyard.
And if you do, you should probably wear some sort of protective gear around it.
Right.
Not something you're going to be back there in like a tank top and shorts and be like, this is my cassowary. He's a real sumbitch.
No, but this is what I mean. When people have these otherwise undomesticated animals for a long time, they get lulled into this false sense of security where they think that the animal is their pal. And so they treat it like they would. This guy probably treated it like he had a chicken walking around the backyard.
I was going to say, so what is
all the guy did was fall. It's not like there was someone in the backyard who looked like he was attacking the guy and the bird was coming to defend him or something. This guy fell.
Right.
And the animal just saw an opening.
And he took it. That's what I'm saying. Like that animal's been waiting a long time. That animal did not like that guy, but because he was upright, saw him as
a threat.
Some sort of like a threat or like an equal. And then as soon as he went down, instincts kick in and you're dead.
Guy in Australia had a pet red deer, which is not a domesticated animal, a pet red deer in the back, and he's just going to feed the animal like he had so many times before. The deer attacks him, kills him, tears up the wife, the whole thing.
I saw a deer the other day.
What's the matter with the dog?
Right.
Right.
I know some dogs tear people apart, but nevertheless, seems less likely than if you've got a cassowary in the backyard.
Deer can go crazy. Like, if they feel threatened, they'll kick the hell out of you.
Make that noise?
Yeah.
What is that noise it makes?
Pardon me?
Deer noise. Yeah, it's gross. They, like, growl. What do they sound like? Get a deer noise. They sound like that.
Hold on. I've got a deer noise. Somewhere. Oh, yep. Here it is.
Yes.
Is that what a deer sounds like?
They're actually closer than Mary.
They growl, don't they?
No, I've heard them growl where they do, like, it's almost like higher pitched. Yeah, it's probably more like that. I don't know.
I've never heard a deer.
I can't do it. But I've heard, well, there's deer that are behind the building here. And one time when I was walking in my car, there was one that was like screaming, going like,
Yeah, like a
weird.
Goat almost.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never
they
heard
make
them.
Gross noises. I know that. They
never
like,
heard them. I just
they like growl almost, but sounds like maybe a cough. I think I'm wrong.
I just
kind of got
like,
a, like a little roll to it.
Yeah.
I saw a deer the other day. I was just out for a walk, and it was in someone's front yard, and it was like pinned there because there was a lot of traffic, and I just gave it a wide berth because I'm not about to get close to it and have it either one give me a tick or a kick.
Yeah.
I don't want ticks. I don't want kicks.
No ticks or kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a deer sound for you.
Oh boy,
I would give that thing a wide berth too. Yeah. That is disgusting.
That burp wasn't even that bad.
It's so bad.
Let us be the judge of that. You know, you come at it relatively. You're like, That's not the worst thing that's ever come out of my mouth.
Correct.
Which we, but we're not with you 24/7.
Yeah.
So in the brief period of time in which that came out of your mouth, directly into our ears, by the way.
I gotta forget about that. Then yes. It goes into your ears.
Via the
as
magic
well.
Of microphones and headphones. Yeah.
Car,
now don't get
stereos.
Me don't get
sorry,
me wrong.
Everybody.
I could not be more pleased to have been witness to that. So there's no shame involved.
I just feel like I could give you a much better burp. Like if I
feel free.
Like well, not right now. I don't have my pop. But if I were to chug a pop and give you a nice big like that. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Did you pull a trigger? Did you get a ticket?
I didn't buy it yet. I'm giving myself till 4 o'clock. If it's still there at 4 o'clock, I'm going to buy it.
You're wanting it to disappear.
Well, it might. No, I'm wanting it to drop. Because I feel like it's one ticket on the floor. This person, I mean, there might be a bunch of other people out there like me.
Go to a resale place.
That's where it is. It's on a third-party site.
That and if still it's still $200?
With taxes and fees and everything, yeah. It's
how much would it be originally?
I don't have any idea. Some people are selling them up to $350, so I don't know what they paid for them originally. But
clearly, he can't be that big of a hit because it's not sold out. If it was Beyonce or like anybody else, it would be a sold out show.
Okay, but you're comparing like ridiculous things. I feel it's like country music out, in itself is not as big as all the
well,
others.
Very big, but it's sold out. But that doesn't mean there's not resale tickets.
People are selling
out there.
It like they can't go, or they bought 10 tickets and sold 5 mm-hmm. or something like that.
Okay.
I played this last year when it first was posted, but the two lynx that are fighting in the middle of the street in Canada. We're talking about animal noises?
Yeah.
The lynx, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this really cats?
Yes.
People are driving along in Ontario, and they stop in the middle of this remote roadway. There's two lynx face-to-face yelling at each other.
It sounds like people mm-hmm. making those noises.
That's the hilarious part!
I'm like, my cat doesn't sound like that.
This is so freaking cool.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool. Who runs into this?
Who runs into this? Hi, everybody. Who runs into this? Yeah. So, whatever. But I fundamentally like stories about people who are murdered by animals. And that's not because I'm some crazy animal guy, right? But an animal you shouldn't have in the first place, right?
Right?
It's,
not it's by a little come up. Yeah, right.
I enjoy it.
Some people have lynxes.
Because there are a hell of a lot more people in the world than there are cassowaries. So we ain't going to miss that guy. He's 75. He got more days behind him than ahead of him in the first place. And he fell down. Hard to believe that's the first time he ever fell.
Outside, though. He probably falls inside.
I'm falling, and I can't. Ah! Dude. Life alert ain't going to save you from that.
Why? What's the appeal of having people like, is it a status thing
yes,
to have exotic pets like
exotic
that?
Exotic pets, yes. It is. It is. There's no other reason to have an exotic pet other than the fact that you can afford one.
Plus, I think some people have this Tarzan mythos where they think that they somehow domesticated this animal, that they have somehow. You know, people love to puff up their chests and have dominion over the world and mm-hmm. all that biblical crap. And I think some people are like, yeah, this is my pet whatchamacallit back here. Watch, he'll come over, he'll eat right out of my hand.
And he bites your hand.
And 9 times out of 10, it might. This guy might have had a great life with this cassowary. First of all, I thought a cassowary were the seeds in rye bread. Secondly, and those can kill
that's
you too.
Caraway.
Oh, caraway. Caraway seeds. Yeah. Gotcha.
It can kill you.
Sure, you get one stuck in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he name the bird?
Hmm?
Did he name it?
After it killed him, he did.
Oh.
Yes. Yep.
He's haunting it.
He's haunting that bird.
He stuck a name tag on it.
Yeah, it didn't mention whether or not he named the bird. But
I feel like that's when it becomes a pet, when you name it, right?
You think?
Because, well, then it get you kind of personify it a little bit. You give it a name, you give it, like, have a little rapport with it,
yeah.
Right?
I love, like, animals with just, like, human names. Like, you got a dog named George.
My friend has
Ben.
A cat named Tony.
Yeah,
yeah
I love
that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a good name for a cat.
I think that's so cute for some reason. Like,
yeah.
Pet names are funny, but, like,
this is my
human
dog
names,
named Brent.
Right.
Yeah, or Bryce.
Bryce.
Bryce is a funny name for
a yeah,
dog.
Bryce.
Alan, if you look up bear kills deer, you'll hear the deer squeal. Well, do you want to hear that?
Yeah, I love it.
See? Okay, that's enough. It's suffering.
This is in someone's backyard. Oh, there is a suffering. Bear chewing out this deer.
Turn it off.
Oh,
I don't want to hear it again.
God.
You don't want to watch that, but you can't see the girl that got her kneecaps blown off?
Man.
That's nature, but still.
Mother Nature is a mad scientist, Jerry. It's crazy. Imagine if you're just out in the backyard and you're like, oh, look at that deer. Oh, my God, there's a grizzly bear.
There's a bear.
Treating that deer like DiCaprio in The Revenant.
It's so bad.
I'm like, I'm going to go get my shotgun.
It's like I know that that's nature. I know that, but it still makes me sad.
Well, all these people, there's this show called Planet Earth that I'm sure everybody has seen about mm-hmm. by now, because there was a clip going around of these walruses who were trying to get from one crag to the next or something, or they had been forced to the edge of a cliff, and they just throw themselves over the side because there's nowhere for them to go, and the woman that's filming it is crying or whatever. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, that happens whether or not we're there, by the way. Well, so, you know,
it's so sad. I had to
people are so shocked by what happened. That's how far away from nature we've gotten.
We are.
When we see those things, we go, oh, my God.
Right. Suicidal walrus makes you sad.
Right. Well, I was in Alaska.
At
you
the Agora
see,
this yes. weekend. Suicidal walrus.
Well, in Alaska, when you see like very wild animals walking around, and I was like, well, I was high. I was like, what do they do all day? And I'm like, dude, they just try to survive. That's it. That's all animals are trying to do. They don't do anything. They try not to get eaten by other animals.
Yes.
That's their whole life.
We're the only animal that doesn't have a natural predator.
Right.
Right? We're at the top of the chain, man.
Right.
Apex.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything else is running around trying not to get eaten.
That's all they do all day long.
What
is
about
try
caraway
to stay
seeds?
Safe.
Huh?
Caraway seeds. That's our natural
that's
predator.
Our natural
it is our natural predator.
Meanwhile, our dumbasses
yes.
are at Coachella taking selfies, like living
that's what
our
I'm
best.
Saying.
And we're not throwing ourselves off ledges.
Like, I saw a moose, and I was like, man, this whole thing just doesn't want to die every day. That's all that it is.
You were
That's
really
it.
High.
That's, yeah. I was very high, and I'm just like, this
just
all
want
it wants to do all day long is feed its little cubs and not die. Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's true.
So that's why
it
I'm like,
puts it, things into perspective.
It really does.
And technically, even though we might be devoid of a natural predator, but technically that is what we're all trying to do too
feed
every
your
day.
Cubs and not die.
And not die.
But we'll all
I
fail.
I want to get home and not be dead.
We'll all eventually fail.
Well, yeah, so will they. And they have predators that eat them, like that deer. But it is just one of those things where I'm like,
not a
man.
Moose. What eats a moose? A moose is
a
big
bear?
As hell.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. A bear.
I would say a moose is big as hell. I feel like a moose could fight off a bear.
It could. It's got, you know, when it's got its big antlers and stuff, it
yeah.
doesn't mean the
yeah,
bear still isn't going to try to
but
eat
a
it.
Kodiak grizzly, they're going to get
big
it.
Bears.
Yeah. The only thing that, yeah, I was going to say, we shoot things. So, like, buffaloes, like, anybody going against a buffalo? Okay. Who's going to fight a buffalo?
Bears.
I'm not going to eat a high school student.
No, what? But like cougars and pumas and things.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
shoot.
Like lions and wolves and people,
oh,
I think,
wolves.
Are the
There's
only things that
too.
Don't have anything above them in the food chain. You know? Mary can't handle a deer being eaten, but she's willing to go to a country concert? I don't quite get the question, but
well,
it still makes
I
me laugh.
I think he was comparing the noises. The sounds was what I was getting out of that.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe tailgating, there'd be plenty of venison hanging from somebody's gun rack or something.
Probably.
Like that. It's good eating, though.
Got some good jerky.
That is good eating, boy. Venison
you.
Jerky, it's no joke.
The Alan Cox Show.
It's really just for people who are into that sort of thing.
A totally different thing.
And frankly, it's barely for them. 100.7 WMMS.
If you want to send me a text, alancockshow.com. All the other stuff, got a lot of archive video there for you. This week's Christie's Instagram hotties. And your tickets for tomorrow night. I've only got one pair left for someone to win. I'll be at 5:20 this afternoon. Otherwise, you are on your own. So I hope you join us tomorrow night for the 10th annual Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. 8 o'clock show at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium. With Bill and Mary and Mike Polk, Rob Ward, Steve Byrne is your headliner. I'll be there. Pound Cake. Mattitude will spin. The gals love Mattitude. All of brought to you by Great Lakes Brewing Company. So, alancockshow.com. Comedy is the keyword. At this point, you could probably get, you can go to the House of Blues box office and get them. If you want to walk
tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what'll be left, but you could walk up and say, give me a couple of tickets, my good man. And then blah, blah, blah.
Yes, you have to say, and then blah, blah, blah.
And then blah, blah, blah. Tonight's Tribe game postponed. They were set to start up against the Braves at 7 o'clock, but if you're near a window, you can pretty much figure it out. That was me.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah, hold on.
Ugh.
It's coming.
Nope.
No. So they will play a doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch for the first game will be at 4:10. Progressive Field open the gates at 3 o'clock. So if you're hanging on to tickets for tonight, use them tomorrow.
Oh, wait.
That's it?
That's all I got.
He's not a burper.
No, it comes. It kind of disperses.
I can fake burp right now better than
I know, but it disperses kind of in my chest. It never makes its way all the way up, or at least not to the extent where it's amplified in the, you know. See, I was never able to fake it.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, I used to do the alphabet.
See?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I have no idea
how to do
that.
See, that's what I'm saying. If I could drink a full pop, or at least chug one.
Wow, you really dug down deep. Hey.
That's what I said.
Mary Santora Comedy on Instagram, guys. Want to slide into our DMs. That's right. Mm-hmm. Alan, I would happily listen to a Poundcast called Perkins Poundcake Kingdom, where Poundcake just did animal noises and sports commentary. And that's something to think about.
It is something to think about.
Something to think about when you're
Dog
thinking
pound
about
cake.
Your... There you go.
Dog Poundcast.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
Oh, man. You get your own thing going. Good for you.
Everyone got to have a side hustle.
That's right. I got an email this morning asking me if I wanted to join Cameo.
All right.
Is anybody on Cameo? It's the thing where you do.
You
people
should. Why
pay you to do
you?
Videos. Because
yeah,
it seems kind of chintzy, isn't it? Like, is that
no,
something?
For extra money. A lot of celebrities do it.
Mm-hmm. Celebrities, not me. I mean,
but if you can make a few bucks doing it,
yeah,
why not?
Why not?
I got to say,
and it's funny to be on there.
I would.
But I'm also surprised at how little some people are charging, like well known people.
Well, yeah, they're like, yeah,
they
want to
make it relatable because if they figure a fraction of my followers pay $3 or $5, $10, that's a lot.
I mean, Debbie Gibson is on there, and she charges like, she might have upped it since, but when I was, she charges like $50.
Yeah.
And she's singing song. No.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I would think
somebody,
I mean, listen, Debbie Gibson, you say what you want about her, but people know who she is. She still does stuff. You'd think somebody like that. There are a couple of, like, real big people on there. Like, Kathy Griffin's on there, but she charges, like, $500.
She charges a lot, yeah.
That's a lot of money. I mean,
I thought it was just, like, sending a funny message to somebody.
It is.
It's like a personalized
Well, yeah, someone hits you up and is like, hey, it's my buddy's birthday. Mm-hmm. Here's $50. Will you say happy birthday?
Well, no, you set your price. That's what would trip me up, is I have no idea
what
how to
would
set...
be willing to pay.
Right. I mean, I guess you find out when you don't get anybody doing it, but... Well, maybe I'll look into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I would do it.
You have to get an invitation to do it?
Oh, I don't know. I got one this morning. I have no idea. Huh. I thought anybody could, but I was going through my email and I had an invitation in there.
Because I would totally do that.
I think
I would too.
They have to just be going through to see like people that have a lot of followers. It's got to be that.
Maybe.
It's not like I would jump out at something like
that. You would jump out in Cleveland.
Right, but this is a global app. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Hal Sparks is $25. So if you did it, I think you could charge $25.
Who's Hal Sparks?
He hosted...
He should be on Queer as Folk.
Yeah, and he hosted The Soup for a bit, right?
He was on the show here years ago. He had a band called Year Zero or something.
And he was on a Disney show. Like, so he's got mm-hmm. people, you know...
Still does stand-up from time to time.
But $25, like, that's not crazy. But you want to make sure it's worth your time.
$25.
Oh, it was Michael Novotny.
Who's that?
On Queer as Folk.
Oh, Hal Sparks was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I thought he was really gay. He's not really gay.
I don't think half the guys on that show were really gay, were they?
No, yeah, they were.
Oh, well, he wasn't.
Oh, Michael, that ruined their fantasy for me. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Hal Sparks. Yeah, but Hal Sparks is like my age, too, so.
He would be a gay zaddy. Like
a zaddy. No, it was before you were here, but Hal Sparks was in here years ago, I think, last time he was doing some stand-up.
I thought he was gay.
We talked about that. He's like, no, everybody thought, you know.
That's a good role. He's a good actor, because I really thought he was gay.
Hannibal Buress charges $750.
Wow.
Dude,
that means he doesn't want to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you price it that high, you're like, if you're willing to pay me, yeah.
Because someone might pay.
Alan, I thought you meant you got invited to join the band Cameo. Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too. I'm like, dude, I know every word to Word Up. I can do that, right? I can do candy. It's like candy.
Is this your walk-up music tomorrow?
No. Well, I already sent that off to Mattitude. It's like candy. But no, I was not invited to join the band cameo, much to my chagrin. So, well, we'll see. Maybe. Maybe I'll get on there and I'll see if anybody gives a rat's ass.
Yeah, I would say like $25 or like $20, something like that.
I only thought it would be funny because I would be the least likely person anyone would think of to be on there.
But any, right.
That's why it was funny. $5?
I'm just saying, $5 is $5.
I would charge more than $5.
I'm just saying, any money, just like when you talk about people who win prizes here and are, if they don't win a prize, you're not winning anything, you're not gaining anything, but if you win a prize, then great.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything that you didn't have before.
I'll tell you what, though, some of these, like, pop stars or YouTube people on there, they are cleaning the F up.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll be like, hey, girl, I saw it's your birthday, and these girls are flipping out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like...
But these are, like, young, good-looking dudes, too.
Still.
Yeah, but there might be people that would flip out over... A personalized message from Alex.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yeah. Hey, how
don't
are you? No, not like, I shouldn't do it like
do
that.
It just like that.
I hate it.
Hey! This is what my voice really sounds like.
What you should do is be, even if you're not the most in demand, but you should have the highest price tag on there. So you sign up for this.
$2,000?
Well, you'd have to go higher than that because Caitlyn Jenner is $2,500.
Wow,
so
really?
So you'd have to like do like... $500,000.
Really?
I feel like A, Caitlyn Jenner missed her window to charge that much.
Yeah.
B, Caitlyn Jenner missed her window to charge that much.
Yeah.
I mean, Caitlyn Jenner. Who cares? Wow, good for her.
But like Dr. Drew, that'd be a good one. $150.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that like there's a lot of people.
I would spend money on that.
Yeah.
If I had a friend who
was like really into it. And like there's a lot of people.
Buddy
from
of mine
the
used
office.
To co-host with him.
A lot of people from the office, like
Brian,
plays Kevin. Brian
Baumgartner. Brian Baumgartner, yeah.
Yeah, he plays Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Meredith.
Yeah.
Like if you got
yeah,
one
they
of
don't
those
ever
messages.
Have Dwight or anybody.
Not yet.
Dwight or Jim or Pam or. Yeah. Dwight or
Flavor
Jim or Michael
Flav.
Or Ryan.
Somebody texted me that they tweeted you a link to the Eric Church fan resale site.
Oh, geez. Okay, my phone's charging right now, but
okay,
I'll definitely
like the
go
official,
check it out.
You said there's some...
I had someone else connecting me with like their coworker via email, so thank mm-hmm. you guys.
You're trying to get tickets for tonight?
Tonight, because he's here there tonight and tomorrow. Obviously, we have our show
oh,
tomorrow.
Oh, doy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She's a little busy tomorrow. Why don't you just call off tomorrow? Not worry about the show.
No.
And then you can just go and see
I don't want to do that at all.
Ricky Church.
No. Eric Church,
sing,
no.
Sing about... drinking at 5 o'clock by a river without shoes.
If you need to do that, I will stretch out an old 5 minutes into 20.
5 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have a good old 5 minutes.
I text you like he just went on. You're like you got 7 minutes. Like, dang it! All right, I'm on my way.
Brett Favre is $500.
Alan, the Browns punter is on there. Who's that? The guy from the window commercial?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phil Dawson?
No, that's the old kicker.
Oh.
Alan, does it cost more if I ask for show Sounders with the greeting? Yes.
Yeah,
with
go.
Lasers or something? If you want me saying, hi, good size, nice llama. Right. All right, well, maybe I'll look into it.
I think you should do it.
I would do it if I were you.
But how long do you stay on there?
Forever?
When? No, no, no.
25 years?
Nobody knows if you're getting...
years.
What I mean is how long do you do it before you don't... Like, how long do you stay on not getting any bites on that hook before
well,
you go,
difference.
Eh, it's not
yeah.
for me.
Like, nobody knows if you're getting bites or not. You're the only one that knows.
I know.
So what do you care?
So just stay on there.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt anything.
My ego.
And you're invited.
Your ego, you got invited. That's more than any of us.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I think they're just going by followers. They're not going, I don't think it's the cameo people know who I am. They probably have like a list of, oh, here's people in regions that have a lot of followers.
Right, but it still got you invited because you do have followers. I say join up and see what happens. Maybe this becomes an amazing source of revenue for you.
And you can give it all to me so I can go see our church once a year.
Don't
once
do
a year.
Yeah. I'm buying the whole church bus.
Go to www.gofundmaryforericchurchthisyear.org. Do you want to hear the worst headline you've ever heard?
Can't wait.
Okay.
Music teacher suspected of tainting flutes with bodily fluids.
Ooh. It's bad enough you have to play the flute.
Yeah, right?
Is this a male or a female
what
teacher?
Do you think?
Male.
Bodily fluids, I think, is usually shorthand for semen.
Hmm. Well, if it's a lady, she can just
one time at band camp.
Floop it right up there.
Floop it on up.
Floop it?
Yeah, I floop my flute. Wait. I said it and it's gross.
A music program founder. This is probably why he founded the music program specifically. He's accused of distributing flutes allegedly contaminated with semen.
What, in the mouthpiece?
Does it matter?
Yeah, because it matters if it goes on your mouth or your fingers.
I'm guessing it was the mouthpiece.
Could just be on the hands, be like, ooh, what is that?
He was already facing separate federal charges when he was indicted on this.
So he's just a straight-up creep.
Straight-up creep. And again, I don't know how these people keep getting jobs in the education system. I mean, is there such a dearth of qualified, well-intentioned people that they're just like, yeah, whatever, this guy seems okay. He'll work for the peanuts that were available to him.
Yeah, but then once he gets tenure, he's locked in there. So they can't get rid of him until something terrible happens like this.
Yeah, he was already in trouble for having traveled to the Philippines to engage in sex with minors. He founded Flutes Across the World.
You can't have sex with minors. Just because they're hardworking men down there trying to get some coal, why can't you have sex with them?
Minors, Bill. Not minors. Okay, right.
Gotcha.
He's trying to get diamond out of them lumps. Flutes Across the World and has worked with children across the United States to create decorated flutes. And he decided to add a little bit of decoration of his own.
This is where we need into that. This is where we need automation. Our children should be taught by robots.
No. By robots?
Yeah.
No.
And a robot's not going to put a bunch of semen on a flute.
Robots are going to do all kinds of weird stuff.
I eat my poop.
Yeah.
Listen, whatever he wants to do when he's home by himself, he can eat his own robot poop. It's just oil anyway.
I guess. But
it's recycling, really. It's okay.
Yeah. But imagine you're a parent who finds out that you enrolled your kid in Flutes Across the World, and that's the end result. Tainted flutes!
And the kid's like, I told you I wanted to play the oboe, and you made me play the flute,
yeah.
And now I got semen on my lips, and it's your fault!
Oh, boy.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Pressure me into being in band.
I'll tell you what, it's been a weird flute day for me because I'm getting... well, here's why. Because I'm getting into Lizzo, if you're familiar with Lizzo, right?
No.
This singer who's having her moment. She's a big, beautiful woman. And she mashes up... kind of an R&B singer or mashes a lot of stuff, but also plays the flute. So I'm listening to that this morning, getting into that, and then I run across this story. So it's really been... for me, personally, it's been a day of highs and lows.
When it comes to the flute?
When it comes to the flute.
Is this her thing? She's naked all the time? Chubby naked lady?
On the cover of the album, I think she might be. I don't even know.
That's what she does.
Yeah, I mean, she's big and beautiful and proud of it.
Chubby naked flute game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what...
I just hear Ron Burgundy. That's all I hear. That's all I can hear whenever I hear the flute. I just think jazz flute is for little fairy boys. That's all I can hear.
Do as the Romans do. It's an old expression.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Oh,
it's wonderful though.
Mr. Burgundy.
Gino.
So good to see you.
How are you?
Oh, you're looking fantastic.
Gino, Veronica.
What a pretty girlfriend. Drinks are on Tino tonight.
No. We're work associates. I work at the station. I'm a journalist there.
Oh, okay. This is a good guy.
Tino's the finest club owner in the city.
My best friend ever, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a thing in my country about people like him. The coyote of the desert always likes to eat the heart of the young. When the blood drips down to the children for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And only the ribs will be broken in two.
Tino.
Okay,
well. Only the ribs will be broken in two. Aqualung!
I love that movie.
Hold on. I'm not hearing it right. Hold on.
Get some ham and eggs on it.
That's what I'm saying.
We got it now. It's all right.
Fire up, Ronnie.
Little ham and eggs coming at you. Hold on, people. Hope you got your griddles.
Ham and eggs.
I shouldn't know it.
I was going to say, you know the song.
I do.
Wow.
This is my favorite karaoke ever, though.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
I like where he drinks the drink out of the martini and the flute.
When he goes up fire. When he goes up under the stall.
And that is when Veronica Corningstone fell in love.
She did. She bites her lip and she's like, oh.
That's right.
Take me to Pleasure Town.
There's a rainbow over there. Do me on it. Want to join us or 800-348-1007. 35192. Send me a text, alancoxshow.com, all the other stuff. Live video streams there if you want to watch. Listen wherever you are on the iHeartRadio app. If you do that from out of state, get me hip to where you are. Get you on the Bureau Chief map. Chad is a brand new listener down in Thibodaux, Louisiana. Dan listens in Nashville. Joe's in Phoenix. David is up in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Big Mitch is out on North Pacific Beach, San Diego. We have a lot of Bureau Chiefs out in the Bay Area as well. And San Francisco is really trying to get their hands around their colossal poop problem.
What?
San Francisco came up in yesterday's show because Poundcake, we were talking about getting priced out of places or living places, living, Mary possibly going to New York. And so we're talking about, you know, cities that are very expensive and are kind of pushing people out gradually. And San Francisco, obviously, because of Silicon Valley, is one of those places. But San Francisco, what?
They're not just pushing people out.
If there's poop problem.
Huge poop problems.
Pushing out other stuff.
And if you have been to San Francisco over the past few years, you could probably attest to this. I've never been to San Francisco. It's on the bucket list because we have a friend who works for Google. She and her husband live out there. And so we're always like, we're going to come to San Francisco and blah, blah, blah. But San Francisco has a huge homeless problem and therefore a huge poop problem. They have 7,500 homeless people that they know of and 25 public toilets.
In all of San Francisco?
Yeah.
Wow.
So people who go, and that's been a growing complaint for people who visit San Francisco because, you know, people are like, it's a beautiful city, but everywhere you go, there's poop.
Everywhere?
What constitutes a public toilet? Like in libraries and stuff?
No. One of those outside ones where you put the quarter. See, a lot of cities were trying to combat this problem by putting standalone toilets, but they're like, trouble is, you're going to have people living in them.
Yep.
Or trying to, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a
open air toilets.
Yeah, it's a tough it's a tough situation.
Did you put up four walls like an old-timey shower?
Yeah, but then people are just going to put like a blanket on top or something.
Well,
or
you pull the blanket off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
You have people that like have to maintain them. You can shoo people out of there.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is, but in 2011, there were 5,000 reported incidents of human feces. Last year, there were 28,000.
Damn.
Wow.
So it's blowing up.
Literally.
They got saw. You know, and with all these alleged brainiacs in Silicon Valley, you'd think somebody would be able to come up with something, right? Where are all these people that are supposed to be the tech geniuses of tomorrow? Everybody's working on ways to sell us more crap. Solve some problems, man. That's what you guys promised. Brave New World. We're going to be out there solving problems. Not just posting photos of our cats online. Where are all these geniuses with all these ideas and solutions? I'm a dummy. I can't come up with this stuff.
So what kind of things? We need like the spray from that terrible movie with Jack Black and Ben Stiller. Greed? Greedy?
Envy.
Envy, that's what it was.
Vaporize.
Yeah.
What is this? So, spray it on poop and it disappears?
It disappears. Yep.
Gross.
And as for their dogs, like you don't have to pick up after your dog anymore. You just spray the spray? And then the poop goes away.
So there are software engineers in the area who are working on poop maps that show you where things are concentrated. San Francisco is one of the wealthiest cities in the country. But as I said, only 25 public toilets.
Can you imagine if you're paying those prices, but every day you have to watch where you're going so you don't step in human feces?
No, that would be the worst. That would be the
And that's worst. Usually when problems get solved is when rich people complain. So I'm not sure why this problem, you know,
persists.
Because they can't go anywhere. Where are they going to go?
Right. Well, and like, I know it doesn't. I
mean, but you think that the rich people will be like, okay, build them some toilets.
I was going to say, no, more shelters.
Because that's the actual problem, though, because people will start living in them. But there are certain states, I don't know if California is one of them, where it is illegal to be homeless. Like, you can get arrested for being homeless.
Yeah, but a lot of those laws get struck down as unconstitutional. They're like, you can't criminalize somebody who doesn't have a home, because the reason the homeless population blew up is because of gentrification. Because the property values went through the roof, so people become homeless because they can't afford where they lived for 30 years anymore because...
Yeah, they were getting arrested for sleeping in their car.
Tech people are buying up giant, you know,
what about
blocks worth of stuff and jacking up prices and things. So they're like, you got to deal with people who've been displaced. You can't just push them further and further out of the city.
Sounds ridiculous, but, like, obviously they have homeless shelters and things like that, but, like, what about, like, a big public restroom, like when you walk into a
big old group toilet.
No, like
just one big bowl.
No,
like a fountain.
Yeah, just like a fountain. Okay. When you walk into like a public pool, and they have like the changing rooms and stuff like that, but with no pool,
people will get raped. People will be shooting up in there.
What I'm saying is, if you have someone there, you have a staff there, just like you would at a homeless shelter, but it's only toilets.
Yeah, job creators.
Yeah. It would be staffed by people. I understand, like, so the crimes and things wouldn't happen.
Well, the city has a poop patrol, which is a team that rides around in a vehicle that has a steam cleaner. So there are people who are working on the team. The problem that they're running into is that there are escalators around the city that are getting jammed with poop.
Oh, my gosh.
So escalators getting into the teeth in the subway because homeless people use them as restrooms. They got nowhere to go. So imagine you're on an escalator and it's, you know, you're on it. And as you get to the top,
the
that's fine.
Squatting.
You're going down. Well, it's just the steps turn brown as you go down.
Could you imagine if you're slid through? They're like just getting pushed through those little like grates.
Right.
No, what I want is someone to like take a dump right at the top of the escalator, like where it just sits. So when people
sliced down a little bit.
No. It's at the top, just like where when you step off. So when you're riding the escalator all the way to the top, you see like a big chunk of poop, and you're moving towards it. You're like, I can't avoid it. There's poop right there. I have to step around it.
Alan, I went to San Francisco a few years ago. I walked up to an ATM, and there was a pile of poop on the keys of the ATM. See, that's somebody who's just trolling you then. That's somebody who picks it up off the ground, puts it on the ATM. Now, what do you do in that situation? Do you find another ATM?
Yes.
Or do you wipe that off somehow?
Mm-hmm. And not my job. Find another ATM.
Yeah, go find an ATM.
Okay.
You'll pay the fee.
They're like, you have money?
Right.
I'll pay $3.99 to use a different ATM.
Huh.
If it at one point had poop on it, at least it doesn't currently have poop on it.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's gross. People are gross.
Go into the bank.
Stop it. Yeah,
I
go into the bank.
I go into the bank all the time.
Mary likes to go into the bank. I never go into the bank.
I like the personal interaction. I like getting a little cup of coffee. I like going into the bank.
I went into the bank for the first time in a while ago, and bank lobbies now, even with two people, seem overstaffed. But to your point, boy, they're happy to see you.
Dude,
they
want to talk to anybody.
They are happy to see you.
They talk to the same four old people.
Hey, what can I do for you? Right. What's up?
I've been in there, like, filling out the little deposit slip, and they have, I love the one that I go to in Rocky River has, like, a caramel vanilla K-cup that you can put in. And
oh, you get the coffee and the whole
thing. Oh, I get the coffee, and then I brew it, and I can smell it. And, like, I've been in there where they're like, hey, Hank, what's going on? Like, they already know the three people who come in there. So, like, I get excited to talk to them. Like, what are you planning this weekend?
Well, and they're also figuring out that is actually the draw of these things.
I want that free cup of coffee.
Capital One now has those advertisements, so they're like, we're turning banks into cafes.
Right.
Like, come on, bro. I'm not going to go sit in there while there's other people cashing their checks or whatever.
Mary will, though.
But I don't sit in there, but I go. The first thing I do is I go in there and I put the coffee on and then I fill out my deposit slip or whatever I'm doing and sign my checks and yada, yada, yada. And then I go talk to the teller and then by the time I'm done, my coffee's done.
So it's basically like you have a bank lobby in your kitchen.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I do too because I can use mobile deposit.
That's fine. I don't have to pay for my coffee. You do.
And she wants the the experience.
It's not talking to people.
Right. It's not that you don't have access to mobile deposit. You want to go in and you want to fill out the slip.
You guys have called me a crazy person for talking to people at the grocery store.
Yeah, you are.
I will talk to you about bread prices.
Get away from me.
I don't bring it up, but I welcome that conversation. Yes, I would like to hear about how fruit snacks are 2 for $5. I would love to. Let's talk about that.
Hey,
those people are so lonely.
I would rather
those people are so lonely.
I would rather have that than a situation where a person is expected to talk to you. Or when somebody, you know, well, some places in the retail sector where there will be people working there who, God bless them, but they have zero conversational skills.
Right.
It's like they've never talked to another person in their life. But by virtue of their job, they're supposed to talk to you.
Right.
So you can stand there with your beehole clenched at how awkward and uncomfortable it is and just get through it. Or you can just be like, be a dick and be like, I got it. I'm going to go over here, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lady, random, in the store, talking to another stranger about bread prices.
Whatever. Well, I'm saying I don't start these conversations, but I don't
end them. But you're going to finish them.
No, I don't end them. I welcome them.
But who starts them?
Usually old people, whoever's next to me, will look at me and be like, huh. Totino's, right? Or something, you know? And I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll talk about chips and salsa.
So then you have a talk to me face.
I have a very, very
talk
to me face.
See, that never happens to me.
Everywhere I go.
No one ever starts a conversation.
I never stop moving if I'm in a store. I also go at a time of day when there's no one in there. Like, I'll usually go early in the morning.
I think of these people, the people who talk to me, I'm like, this person's so lonely. If they're starting a conversation with a stranger about fruit snacks, they haven't talked to someone all day. And I'm like, I'll talk to you. Haven't you been on the road where you get to, it's 9 p.m. and you realize that the first person you talk to is the audience? That doesn't drive you crazy when you don't have interaction with people?
No, I'm fine with that.
It drives me nuts.
I'm so okay with it.
So when I know for a fact, I'm like, oh man, this old man needs someone to talk to. I mean, that has gotten me into trouble where I've been caught in a 40-minute conversation and I know all of his grandkids' names.
Yeah.
But.
And at some point he thinks you're hitting on him.
I'm sure, yeah. But, it doesn't
matter. This is like Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
Right.
I don't mind doing...
I don't F on the first date.
Like, if an older person says something to me, it's not like I'm going to ignore them, but I'm going to say something and keep moving. So if, there's an old man or an old woman in a grocery store and go, hey, fruit snacks are 2 for $5, I'm going to go, that's good, but, you know, too much sugar for me, and I'm out.
Yeah. I've never had another human being engage me in a conversation at the grocery store.
Grocery store.
Not once.
Lines at Cedar Point. I mean, it doesn't matter where we are. In the elevator. It doesn't. I get talked to all the time.
Really?
It doesn't bother me, though.
I don't. Well, that's good. I certainly don't envy that.
Maybe that's the aura I put out there, where I'm like, what happened at Subway? Tell me about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what my face says. What happened for lunch today?
Right, but even you have a line at which you're kind of tired of having the conversation, so you're really at their mercy of how long it's going to go.
Or I can just, all right, thanks, man. Have a good night. You know, I'm going
to go. But I wanted to talk to you about fruit snacks.
Right.
I have no one.
I know.
My wife's been dead.
That's why I feel so bad, because that's what I think. All of these people have no kids, or their kids don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah,
because
they're annoying.
Why? Well, I feel bad for them.
Hey, look, you might get into someone's will.
I might.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll leave
Marry
you all
fruit
my
snack lady.
Box tops.
Right. I'll take them.
You were so nice to me at Heinen's, I'm leaving you my fortune.
Right.
Yeah, don't shop at Heinen's.
See, you never know. There's a Heinen's right at the end of my street.
I know. Do you shop there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
I've been there one time. I called them to ask them if they had Totino's pizza rolls.
They don't.
Totino's. Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
They
don't have we did this?
They don't actually have the pizzas, though.
No, the pizza rolls.
They have the pizza rolls, but not the pizzas.
Heinen has an option on their phone that will tell you the soups of the day.
Yeah, Heinen's great.
Pick three. Yeah. We'll tell you what soups.
I can walk down. Beautiful. Walk right to the Heinen.
I just feel
Giant Eagle's cheaper, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're usually going for the bargain price.
Yeah,
Giant Eagle isn't cheap for anything. I would never say
cheaper than
Giant
Heinen's.
Eagle is cheaper than Heinen's and Whole Foods, which are the other two grocery stores by me.
I was going to say.
And Heinen's also has... Well, there's an Aldi right around the corner from you, too.
Oh yeah, I don't trust Aldi.
I like Aldi.
I'm telling
they
you,
they have stepped their game way up.
Yeah,
Aldi's
since
prices
the old days.
Are too low for me. They're suspiciously
low.
But
the stuff's good. Mm-hmm. I agree, but it's good.
What
stuff.
Do you get there? I would buy chips there, but I don't know that I'd buy produce. Or
no,
meat.
No, I've gotten all that stuff.
You've bought
and
meat
it's tight.
There.
Yes,
all
I can.
Right.
I can
Maybe
attest.
I'll give it another try. But
Preach.
I was That's always been a place that I'm like, I don't know if I like this.
Because I associated for a long time with when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and the kids that I didn't really hang out with went there. But now it's like, and granted, it depends on like which one you go to.
This one's in Rocky River. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It's fine, and it's also
legit.
It's owned by Trader Joe's now.
I don't know. I haven't been in the company in a very long time, so
check it out.
Yeah,
Alan. Last time I walked into my bank lobby, they said, "You know, you can do this at the ATM out front."
Oh, really?
I got that in my bank. I go, "Will it let me take out $1,000?"
Right.
And he's like, "No." Well, then that's why I'm in here.
Right.
Right.
Will it give me this generic?
I'm like, I know how.
Now you
ATMs...
only needed $20, but
I'm like, sir, I know how ATMs and banks work. You know.
The ATM...
You know, you can do that. Thanks.
No, I love it though, because I just take a picture of like if I get a paper check, which I haven't got one in like a year or so. But like if I get a paper check, I'm like, take a picture, upload it to the app, bam, it's in my bank account.
Oh, that's my favorite. I love being able to do that.
That is amazing.
That's I love doing that, especially, you know, I get paid in checks all the time.
Yeah.
Especially I'm on the road, I can deposit that and not have to worry about it.
See, you're different than me in that sense too, though, is that I like cashing checks. I love having money on me. That's been the biggest, hardest transition for me.
In case anyone wants to rob Mary.
Well, it's never a lot of money, but going from like bartending to this is like, that's been the biggest thing, is not having cash on me drives me crazy. So when I get paid checks for stand-up, it makes me nuts to just deposit them. I want to go cash it, and I want to have that money on me.
You're weird.
I'm not weird.
Mm-hmm. You're weird.
Why is that weird to want to have cash on you?
Because
it's much easier.
Cash is king, baby. You should always have cash.
So much easier.
Yep.
I never have cash.
Alan, does Mary feel worse for the elderly grocery store person or the deer eaten by the grizzly in the backyard?
Elderly person.
What if an old person
have feelings.
Is eaten by a grizzly in the backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Worst. Worst case scenario.
Yeah, awful. Alan, when Mary moves to New York City, she won't be able to walk a block. She'll be talking to so many goddamn people. How you like that, right?
Right.
And guys with no pants and tinfoil hats on. Yeah. Guys wiping with the New York Times.
Gross. That's all that poop. New York probably has a poop problem, too.
Everywhere has a poop problem. Go to downtown Cleveland. Any place with...
I feel like Cleveland's not that bad.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying anywhere with homeless people... There's going to be poop, and everywhere has homeless people.
Yeah.
We've worked up to it. Aldi brand is all organic, FYI.
Really?
And I'm not being paid to say that.
Yeah, Aldi's good.
Yeah. It was probably at least 5 years ago was the last time I was in one. And this is when I lived on the east side.
Hey, Woody.
Alan.
What's up?
Happy rainy Friday, sir.
Indeed.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Mary.
Yo.
Hey.
You guys were just talking about people that strike up conversations with people in grocery stores. I was just at Mark's not an hour and a half ago.
Oh, good for you!
picking up some things for the house and this and that. But so this lady in front of me who was checking out, she noticed that I put up a couple bundles of gloves on the counter or on the slide or whatever it's called.
You put a couple bottles of gloves? What?
Bundles.
A couple bundles of work gloves. You know, they have this little closeout stuff at Mark's. So, and they're on sale. So I bought a couple bundles of work gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like those. And so she said, asked me what I do with these gloves. And I explained to her what I do for a living. And then she goes into this whole conversation about how she uses these certain types of gloves for staining her doodads or whatever. And, you know, we're trying to get the move. You know, there's people behind me. It's busy. It's a busy Friday, rainy day. And I'm like, come on, lady, let's get it rolling. And she wanted to stand there and have a conversation about gloves for 5 minutes while people behind me are like shoving their carts into my legs. But
maybe she was planning on tying a bunch of them together and then hanging herself.
after that conversation,
you would have assisted in her suicide, Woody, if that were the case.
Woody Kevorkian.
Say, ma'am, do you have any ill intent with my work gloves before we continue this conversation, Woody Kevorkian? Right. Yeah. All right.
But anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you tomorrow.
Coming out tomorrow night. All right, we'll see you then, man.
Don't tell me what to do.
Cheers, guys.
All right, there's Woody.
The more I think about it, the more I might be starting some of these conversations.
I had a hunch.
Because
you are a talker.
I'm a talker, but I'm not. I might be annoying. I don't think that I'm annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never had. I feel like I can sense if someone's trying to get out of a conversation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
What are you sensing right now?
You're right. All
So set a scenario for me at the grocery store.
Where you're starting the conversation.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm thinking more like when I'm on the road, I'll go to I'll go eat alone a lot. I'll sit at the bar at like wherever, an Applebee's or something. And I will be like looking around at people, like welcoming conversation. Like, hey, you're alone. But I won't, I feel like I don't start it.
People are alone for a reason.
I feel like I don't start it.
How quick are you to tell someone why you're there and that you're a comedian?
I don't ever tell people I'm a comedian.
Okay.
They'll say, tell me a joke.
Yes, I hate that conversation. Okay. Yeah, that's not a thing. I'll say I'm traveling for work, and I'm like, what do you do? And I'll be like, oh.
Mobile hooker.
Mobile hooker, mostly, yeah. I work in sales, is usually what I say. I don't know, but that's more I think about it. I'm like, it can't be everybody coming up to me unless that's just a weird anomaly.
What is this resistance to being alone, by the way?
What do you mean?
Being alone is great.
I'm alone all the time.
Yes.
I'm never with anybody
ever. It's a dream.
I had that. I was laying in bed last night, and I was texting a friend of mine, and I was like, I just realized I've been home in silence for like 2 straight hours.
Yeah.
Like, my TV is never on. I don't play music. Like, so maybe that's why. Maybe I'm the one searching out friends at the grocery store, talking to old people.
I think we're circling back to that conclusion.
I guarantee it.
You guarantee it?
Yes.
Don't even.
I know how you are.
That's why when you go to a Mary Santora show, the first five rows, they bus in a retirement community because they're all the friends that she's made at the grocery stores.
Whatever, dude. Those
you
people
were
support.
Really funny, honey. Yeah.
Those old ladies support.
You were really funny.
Yeah, if they can get a coupon to go to the show.
Yeah, whatever.
The language was a little salty, but I liked it.
Hey, Margaret.
Can never go to Arby's again.
Can I call you Maggie?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Margaret.
Radio name back when I did radio.
What's going on?
I'm an Aldi employee now.
Damn, my future.
I make so much more money.
This is what we're all looking forward to.
So much more money.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyway, I worked for Aldi 6.5 years with the company, and there's three misconceptions that people have about Aldi that I'd like to clarify for you right now because you said them and they're actually wrong.
Oh.
So first of all, Trader Joe's doesn't own Aldi. Aldi doesn't own Trader Joe's technically. So Aldi is I call them cousin companies because the brothers who founded Aldi split the company into two separate companies. They're called Aldi North and Aldi South.
Yeah. Give me the other two misconceptions. I don't need a history lesson.
Okay, well, anyway. Okay.
One lady had three misconceptions in aisle four out at my Aldi. So give me two other. What radio station did you work at where Aldi was a better choice?
It was a small station that also owned some newspapers, so the profits were non-existent.
Where was that?
Actually, in the Sandusky area.
Wow.
You couldn't make money in Sandusky radio?
Hard to believe.
No, barely above minimum wage. But
sure, all right.
The other two misconceptions is that there's an article that goes around the internet all the time about Aldi is going all organic. It's total BS. I don't know where that came from.
All right.
We have a lot of really nice.
Yeah, that's certainly a rumor you want to shoot down, Margaret. Don't want people to have that misconception.
Oh, I don't want people to think they're buying organic if they're not. That's BS.
Well, I think it would have a sticker on it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have a lot of really nice organic stuff. It's not all organic.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you buy a bag of chips, it's not organic chips.
Well,
and
damn
the third misconception is about the quality of the products, because I'm going to give you a little hint. It's almost all of it is either made in the same factories that make the name brand products. They just slap a different label on it. Or Aldi owns most or controls most of the supply chain, so there's a lot less middlemen, so that's why it's so cheap.
Sweet.
Oh.
I like everything she's saying. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Margaret.
I like everything she's saying.
Thing. She cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Still green peppers, just as good.
Huh. Telling you what, though? That's got not good news for Mary because she loves talking to the middleman. That
I
means
guess.
There's one less person that she can strike up a conversation with if you cut out the middleman.
He's not much of a morning person and apparently not much of an afternoon person either. The Alan Cox Show
on 100.7
WMMS.
About 8 or 9 minutes from now, close to 30 past, another chance for you to go fund yourself every hour. Got a shot at $1,000. Each one of these keywords, somebody gets a grand richer, so why not you? And then about 1 hour from now, or just under, the last pair of tickets for you to win for tomorrow night, the 10th annual Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium with Steve Byrne as your headliner, Bill Squire, Mary Santorum, Mike Polk Jr., Rob Ward, yours truly. We'll all be there. And for people who are asking, by the way, doors are at 7, show is at 8. The tickets, I think, might say DRS, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock. Okay. But a lot of people have asked. So that just to clarify, doors open at 7. A show will begin at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And there are still some tickets available. If you are right downtown, you could dip into the House of Blues box office. They'll sell them to you. Or the Masonic Auditorium box office as well. But 520 today, the very last pair of tickets that you can win to tomorrow night. The whole thing is brought to you by Great Lakes Brewing Company. So thanks to them. Tribe game for tonight, by the way, has been postponed. So they will do a doubleheader against Atlanta tomorrow. The first game starting at 4:10. They will open the park at 3. That's gate time. So if you have tickets, use them tomorrow. Lady got fined for blasting music for 2 years, specifically to annoy her neighbors. For what some other people might consider, you know, not a huge slight. She was mad that their van blocked the sunlight into her house. So she would put her speakers up against the wall, and she'd put in some earplugs. And she'd start blasting some old-timey music.
People are so petty.
Good for her.
That's probably, that's probably one of my grocery store friends.
Very passive-aggressive.
Trash. Trash person.
I know a fat old policeman. He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man. He really is a treat.
For 2 years, these people put up with this.
How much sunlight? How much sunlight is a van block?
That's what I'm saying. She only has one window.
She should have studied harder in school. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, easy. Some of us live in garden apartments, Alan. You relax.
You have more than one window. But in a garden apartment, you're lucky if you're getting any light in a garden apartment. You're not expecting rays of sunlight to come through.
Yeah.
Until dusk.
And if parking's a situation where you have that spot to park, that's where you're going to park.
Right.
You have every right to park there.
This seems maddening after 2 years.
Why?
What I'm saying is that would be like some torture stuff.
I like this part.
It's one of Bill's favorites, a song from 1922 called The Laughing Policeman by Charles Jolly, and she would play it in its entirety. By the way, that might not be a guy that you mind getting arrested by. I'm not sure if a laughing policeman was the one who ended up getting this woman, taking her somewhere.
He sounds maniacal. He's stark raving mad.
It is interesting to think of people who in their time were probably huge stars that you've never heard of before.
And no,
Charles Jolly might have been like the Drake of the early 1900s, for all we knew.
Ricky Church.
Yes, Ricky Church.
And ticket update.
But his full name is Ericky Church.
Yeah, Ricky. Tickets have dropped. They were at $137. Now they're $101.
Like my testicles last week.
Yes.
So did you buy them?
Not yet.
Oh my God.
I hope nobody else does.
Now the gambler in me is like, let it go. See how low they'll go.
Like $100? Mayor, you have $100.
No, I know. I'm going to get them. I told Bill, I said I'm going to give it one more segment.
I hope they're gone.
Why would you hope
because
that?
Because
you're such a mean person.
You're being
person.
Petty. You're literally...
I'm being petty. You told me to go sit.
You guys were just telling me the other day, I'm not going to pay for Wendy Williams' book. Oh, you're not going to go pay to see her? Why would you not pay to see her? You have $100
for
a floor seat to Eric Church, and you're not going to pay it.
I am going to pay it.
Right, but that's a little different than a $25 book.
You don't know how much it's going to be. She ain't wrote it yet.
Books are not $100.
They're not $100.
$131 with service fees.
Even when I got a
She's smart, she won't price it north of $27.
Whatever.
And if you wait 2 weeks, you'll get it half price.
That's right.
See? I'm just waiting. Just a little bit
longer. So how long do you feel comfortable gambling and waiting this one out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. From 2 to 4, it dropped from $137 to $101.
Wait till the end of the show.
So if I wait from 4 to 6, will it drop from 101 to 80? Or will I miss out and they'll take them off the site?
Nope, let's risk it. Do it.
Well, no, I imagine they'd want to sell something right up to Showtime, right?
I didn't know because
you just go get them at the venue through those
flash seats. They put them on like on your phone.
Yeah,
because I've done that with Cavs games before, where they like stop selling them at a certain time.
Hmm. Okay.
Probably through doors would be my guess. They would at least sell them until doors.
Well, I was gonna say they stop selling Cavs tickets like at halftime, right? Like they sell them seriously.
They stop selling Cavs tickets in 2018.
Individual game tickets, I feel like you could get them through, you know, mid fourth quarter. I just want to see how it ends.
Like, just go. We don't care.
Right.
Just don't buy anything. You'll be sure. Just get
come it one, come all. Whatever it takes, huh? It takes me $30 to get into the fourth quarter. All right. Well, listen, I don't have a dog in this fight. I think that you should be able to... I would like
you were
you
on
to,
my team when tickets were $200.
I would like you to see the show. That's right.
I'm for it at this price, but when I knew it was going to be more of a hardship to you financially, I was against that.
At $200, it was like, okay, now we're talking about shifting things around.
Do you want to eat?
Right, exactly. Now we're talking about go buy soup. Like,
do you ever pay me back, by the way?
Pay back for what? Your awesome like birthday gift? Is that what you want me to pay you back
for?
No,
I'm just kidding.
I always pay you back, and usually in a timely manner. I'm teasing you. You jerk.
I floated you for a hotel not that long ago.
I gave it back.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's all good.
I always do. It's usually after I get my money from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From hooking? A long hookin'. Weekend of hooking?
Long weekend of hooking in Giant Eagle.
Traveling hooker. Mary Santora, traveling hooker. Let's be friends.
Mobile hooker.
Talk to me while I eat my chicken salad.
Yeah.
By the way, a couple of people have texted me about this. Congratulations to Carlos Santana of your Cleveland Indians, who becomes a U.S. citizen today.
I thought it was a guitar player.
Aww. Good for him.
No, not Carlos Santana. Not the Black Magic Woman guy.
Can I be a Carlos Santana?
Not the Oe Como Va guy. He took the Oath of Allegiance. Nothing sinister about that.
Oath?
During the Oath of Allegiance. That's right.
You're the Oath of Allegiance.
By the dawn's early light, what so proud?
Who is that?
Eric Church.
No.
Enrico Palazzo. You don't recognize his voice?
No, but it sounds like me when I'm trying to do karaoke, and I'm making up the words as I go along.
Why would you become an American citizen if you were a ball player? Is it a tax thing? Do you get a break on your money?
I'm sure it's something like that.
Huh.
Probably just makes things easier. You probably don't have to renew your visa every year. All that crap.
Okay.
Probably just makes life easier.
Understood. Well, congratulations to him. You know, you really are missing a golden opportunity here to find someone with tickets for tonight who would take a trunk of Girl Scout cookies as payment.
Oh my gosh, I have so many. I probably have 100 boxes.
Yeah, hence my suggestion.
$500 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
There you go.
That offer is on the table.
There you go. If you cannot make the Eric Church show tonight and you have a floor seat and you don't mind weeks old half melted cookies in bulk, this is
name brand too. These are real Girl Scout cookies. These are not the knockoffs.
Right. Name brand. Spoiler alert. One factory makes all of them.
I don't understand how you're not getting high and eating all these boxes of cookies.
That's why do you think I keep them in my car and not my house?
Right.
That's exactly what it is. I keep an open box of Samoas in my front seat. I've said that
I just can't believe
times.
that many people bailed on you after buying them.
It's not that many.
But none of them have hit you up. Even if it's five, that's a lot of people to drop some coin on Girl Scout cookies.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Who gave you the money. These are paid for.
All paid for.
Never came to collect the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And you've hit them up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've got your cookies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weeks 10 ago. Bucks. People have $10 to spare or just piss away.
This is months ago. This is January.
Yeah.
Right, but the cookies are delicious. You could make a donation to the Girl Scouts. You could just walk by the table and go, you know what, here's $10. I don't need the cookies. Thanks. Mazel tov, right?
The whole point is the cookies.
That's right. The payoff is the cookies.
I think some of these people are coming tomorrow. One of the dudes bought it off me on Twitter. So, and I know he follows from the show. So,
you're going to be throwing cookies into the audience tomorrow?
Should I?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, you should.
Funny.
Bring in the cookies to set. Can I resell them with my merch?
That's right.
Buy a poster, get a box of cookies.
No, put those bitches backstage so I can eat some.
Yeah, well, I'll have them with me. They'll be in my trunk. Yeah.
Snacks.
Little bit of snacks.
Alan, I will take Mary to the concert if she dresses like a Girl Scout. Is that... that you have an adult size uniform at your disposal, I assume.
I do not.
I don't know how you and the ex used to do it. Nevertheless.
I brought a flannel that's in my car to change into. I did something this morning that I had to dress up for, and I said, I'm going to bring flats and a flannel.
Is that a safe equivalent, sir or madam? Did that thing happen today?
Yep.
Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it went well?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well,
because I was going to... Is this something you want to talk about?
We can,
because I was going to hit you up. I forgot I was going to hit you up this morning and go, is today the day?
Because it was supposed to be yesterday. I had an interview with Channel 3, WKYC. We did a cool little segment. They hit me up and wanted to just know a little bit more about me, which was pretty cool. And so it's not going to air until the beginning of May, but they might be coming out tomorrow.
Hey,
to catch the show.
To get some B-roll.
Wasn't that
you?
What you suggested in the first place? And they're like, oh, we don't work on the weekend.
Yes. But then I pushed it and pushed it. And I was like, no, this is going to be the show that you really want to come see. And they knew of you guys, too. So it was like,
They know of us. They didn't invite us to be on the show. But
everyone you want to see is on the show. So, yeah, I had a cool little interview down at Hilarities this morning with Channel 3. And they're going to put together a thing. And I cussed in it. And they're like, oh, we'll just put a bleep over it. That'll be funny. And I'm like, I'm so unprofessional. So I apologize.
Yeah, well, we know that.
I said, hell yeah. And they said that I couldn't say that. And I was like, I can say it on the radio. I don't know.
You can't say hell yeah on television?
I guess not. No, they said that they would have to bleep over it.
Really?
Because she was like, well, it was at the very end of the interview. She like wrapped it all up. She's like, congratulations. We look forward to seeing more of you. Don't forget about us in Cleveland. And I was like, hell yeah. And like went to high five her. And I turned around and she was like making like a no face. And I was like, I can't say hell. And I said it again. And then she's like, we can just put a bleep over it. It'll be funny. And I'm like,
who was it with?
This girl's name, the girl who set it up was named Jessica.
That'll be even better because they won't know if you said hell or something worse.
Right.
Who was the interview with?
Alexa Lee is her name.
Oh, yeah, I met her.
Yeah.
Did some broadcaster thing with her last year.
She said she followed you on Instagram and knew you and she was very sweet. Yeah, they were very, very sweet, very nice. So that'll be coming out within the first 2 weeks of May. So.
Speaking of Instagram, somebody texted me that they DM'd you on Instagram about the cookies and never heard back.
What? That probably doesn't have their name on it. Tell them to send me a message right now.
Send her a message right now. I mean, they probably heard, they probably heard you say it, but, you know, there it is.
These are, I have people messaging me right now saying, like, oh, if you have such and such that needs claimed, let me know. But that's not the people who already paid for them.
Hmm. This is why I wouldn't even get in. I know you're doing it for your sister.
I would never do it again.
I would never
do it again. I learned my lesson because I was like,
you don't need to be a proxy Girl Scout.
I have a social media following. I'll help out my niece because then it's her first year in Girl Scouts and I don't want her to be the only one who didn't sell any cookies. But now I have trunk full of cookies.
She's gonna learn sooner or later.
Right.
That's right. How's she gonna learn if you give her all the answers?
No way.
Man. Say sorry, baby. You see what happened on year one.
Right.
Year two, you're on your own.
Right.
I ain't giving you nothing.
Well, as long as my sister doesn't have another kid, then they can go and sell them like you're supposed to. Go talk to the neighbors. Go set up a chair somewhere and a table.
You better start slipping some birth control into your sister's tang or something.
I think she's done.
Oh. With birth control?
With all of it.
With all of it.
Babies, all of it.
All right.
New baby, new man, soon to be marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got a lot going on.
The way you do it in the modern world. Baby, man, marriage.
Well, actually. 7-year-old newborn fiance, then a marriage. Yeah.
Listen, man, it's a brave new world.
Hey, she's
do whatever you want to do.
They're very happy together.
Right? Do whatever you want to do.
Beautiful, healthy kids.
She found a guy who didn't care that she had a kid.
Mm-mm.
Right?
And then they made their own kid.
Right. He's like, you know what? I'll put up with the rug rat if I can leave it in one time.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, she's not averse to the concept because there's already one right there.
And, you know, she'd be like, oh, well, at least she makes cute kids. And then they made a beautiful baby, so.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
All right. Because you never know. Boy, I dated a girl, and I've told the story, and I'm sure we all have something similar. It can go either way, boy.
And then you see their kid and you're like, ugh.
No. I dated a girl in high school who was gorgeous. I mean, one of the first girlfriends I ever had. Don't know what she wanted with me, but I was happy to play along. And then I met her parents. I was like, whoa!
Mm-hmm.
How did that make that?
Well, we've talked about that. We're like just two.
Because you can have good looking parents that'll put together an ugly. It just mixes the wrong way.
Genes, yeah.
She had two parents. I was like, holy cow. And her sister looked like her parents. It's like, where did you come from? And thank you for coming in this direction.
That happens.
Yeah.
I always feel that. I've said it before. I always see like real hillbilly parents with just the cutest little kids that don't even know what they're getting into. I'm like, man, got a rough upbringing.
Well, hillbilly parents.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go to country concerts.
Hey, I'm talking about the fair. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a boob.
They have country concerts at the fair. From Medina.
Hey, listen.
I used to work at the Medina County Fair for my church every year. There's
Kissing
a chance.
Booth?
No, there's a chance I stamp snake your hand on the
tent?
Way in.
Maybe.
Stamping hands. Chicken tickets.
Snake handling
hands.
Tent?
No, snake
no?
handling.
Oh.
What years?
All of them. I, from probably 2001 to like 2006.
There's a chance.
I might have stamped your hand.
I probably went in 2001. I probably went 2004 and 2005.
I think gate 2 was the gate that was right near the grandstand. That's the one you wanted to work at because then you could hear the concerts that played.
You know, for all the hard time that we give you as a country fan, and same with my wife, you know, we'll talk about these songs. They basically check the same boxes like truck, beer, church, whatever. They ain't writing no songs about birth control. You'll never hear them. You forgot your pill. There's never a song like that.
That would be very funny.
Nothing like that. That's like a third...
Wheeler Walker Jr. might do that
yes.
one.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a third rail in country music, boy. Nobody's mm-hmm. singing about birth control.
No, they're not.
They'll sing about a kid they didn't want who's a little angel who has made their life 1,000 times uh-huh. better. That's where the fiction comes in. But still.
No birth know. Control songs. No
of
pulling
course
out.
Not. No.
I mean, if you go to any genre of music, there's not a lot of birth control songs.
You're right.
You don't, listen. It's untapped. All over hip-hop. I mean, contrary to popular belief, it's all over hip-hop.
What? Take your pill?
Or pull out, sure.
Where's that plan B at?
That's, yeah, but they leave it in all the time, too.
They do, but sometimes you want to Superman that hoe.
Yeah.
Also a form of birth control.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I take a pill? Some Superman those hoes.
That's right. Them hoes ain't loyal. You got to Superman them sometime.
Oh, many sheets to go through.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, cheat, cheat, cheat. (216) 578-1007. You want to join us or 800-348-1007. 35192. I want to give me a text. Alan Loretta Lynn wrote and recorded a song in 1975 called The Pill about the birth. Well, yeah, when you're married to Johnny Cash. You got to write what you know. He was scooting around for a bit. All Mary has to do is have people pay in advance next year.
They did pay.
They didn't pick up the cookies.
Yeah, no, everybody paid. I'm not out any money.
Right, she's not holding the bag. She's holding the cookies.
Right.
That's why I'm so surprised.
Yeah. Because, we just sent it on Venmo, and then I transferred it to my bank, took the money out, and gave it to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just got the product.
The goods, yeah.
The product.
Alan, last year, my nine-year-old's troop sold a ton of cookies, and the mom in charge... stole all of it.
I think we heard this.
Did
stole.
We?
I don't. Stole the money?
Some people do.
And it might have been from somebody else in that troop.
Maybe.
There's a lot of people, I have a feeling, doing talk to text, and so their text comes over like hieroglyphics. But.
Well, my sister even told me that there are a bunch of moms. It's a very common practice to order like an extra 100 boxes of cookies.
And then just sell them themselves
later.
An extra 100.
Yeah, like, they'll spend a couple $100 extra just to have their daughters have more, and then they'll worry about selling them later. But I'm not doing that. Forget that.
No.
I'm having an aggravated enough time. It got to a point where I was really stressed out about it, like, the first 2 or 3 weeks I had them. And then I was like, you know what? If these people want them, they'll come to me. Like, I already put it out there. And
what's the end game? Like, you're trying to get your... What's the prize if you want your daughter to look like she has sold a lot of cookies so you buy a bunch and worry about them later? What's the end game?
They have a whole thing, a whole sheet that tears out what you get at however many. And that goes all the way up to, like, a full week of camp with all this interactive stuff that they get to go to for free. And
so it's just the mom essentially buying the prize.
Essentially, yeah. Okay. But then I think you get everything under it, too. So there's, like, an iPad and a bike and a this and a that.
If
so
you get to those, like, way up
those
tiers.
Crazy, crazy
what
tiers.
What did your niece get?
She got a cookie patch, she got a chapstick, and she got a stuffed tiger, or leopard, or something.
Definitely worth the $500 worth of cookies that even, you sold. Yeah.
It blew my mind. I said, she showed me her stuff. I was like, I wanted... She was very excited about it.
Yeah.
But I looked at Elena, and I was like, that's... Really? That's what she got from all this? It was...
Yeah. It's a racket.
Right.
When I was a kid, there was a very famous movie called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Yeah.
It was John Travolta, right?
He was the boy?
He was the boy in the bubble, yes. So young John Travolta plays this kid who was in a bubble. And it was the first any of us had seen of this particular affliction. I didn't even know what it was. It was just a kid who had to live in a bubble because if he went outside, the slightest incursion from a germ would kill this kid. And so, you know, even as little kids, we thought it was something we could get. Like, we weren't sure.
You'd catch a bubble boyness?
We were like, we'd catch the bubble boyness. We didn't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal was in the bubble boy, the newer one.
The one from, like, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's walking around in a thing. Yeah, like, same thing, right?
Yeah.
There
same
you
thing.
Go.
He's got all the diseases and yada yada.
Yeah. Well, they have apparently cured that. A, didn't know it was still a thing. Yeah, doctors used HIV to develop a cure for babies, the bubble boy disease. I'll play a little clip here and then they'll explain it.
That's nobody wild. Touch him. He can't have friends. He can't go to birthday parties. He can't swim. How am I going to tell him as he gets older that he can't go?
Because it's an immunodeficiency thing.
Right,
so
right,
they're
right.
treating it similarly.
Right.
3 to 4 months post the infusion, not only was he able to go home and start to live a relatively normal life, but we were able to take him off all complete isolation and all prophylactic medications. I don't use the cure word very often. I have to tell you that I truly believe that we have cured Jason of his severe combined immunodeficiency disease.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's good just
them.
So you don't have to say it.
Yeah, right?
They use a deactivated form of HIV.
Why don't they just deactivate all the HIV?
Yeah, right? If that's an... If that's
dummies?
An,
I don't even...
Wait a
shut
minute.
It down!
I can't
shut,
even
shut
begin to understand what this means. But... that they've cured. I love science, and they have cured. Right, they have cured the bubble boy disease. Moops.
Moops.
Says moops on the card.
Okay. That's what he says.
History. This is for the gang. How you doing over there? Not too good.
All right, bubble boy. Let's just play. Who invaded Spain in the 8th century?
That's a joke. The Moors.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. It's the moops. The correct answer is the moops.
Moops? Let me see that. That's not moops, you jerk. It's Moors. It's a misprint.
I'm sorry. The card says moops.
It doesn't matter. It's Moors. There's no moops.
It's moops.
Moors.
Moops.
Moors.
Help! Someone!
There's no moops, you idiot!
Stop it! Let go of him!
Donald! Stop it! Now let go of him, Donald! Donald!
I'm gonna kill him! Jerk him!
Donald! Stop!
Moors! Say Moors!
Stop. Moops! No!
So, yeah, listen, if that is your only experience with a bubble boy, you might think, well, that guy's a dick. I want him in the bubble. But
maybe
fortunately,
lighten up now.
That's
bubble
not the,
him up.
Yeah.
Put him in the bubble.
But this cute little kid, you know, because John Travolta played a real guy who has since died. They got him in transport or something.
Died of what?
Whatever this immune... You're born without an immune system.
Publicity. Oh,
okay. Huh?
What?
He didn't get enough publicity. Boy in the Plastic Bubble was the 1976 movie with John Travolta, and he played the kid, David somebody. That kid died at 12, I think, although John Travolta was like teens when he played him. But I didn't even think that was a thing anymore. I thought that went the way of the iron
long.
Well,
it's not anymore. They've cured it.
They cured it with HIV.
Right.
Which begs the question, what else can they cure with HIV?
Can they cure HIV, though?
Right. Well, they deactivated it,
whatever that means.
But with the flu, they give you a different version of a flu shot, right? Like an inert version, a strain.
Well, I thought there were, like, a couple people in the world that have been completely cured of HIV.
That's what they say. They're keeping a close eye on them, though, because they're like...
You don't know what else is going to happen.
Well, we're treading lightly, yeah.
But you can't cure AIDS.
Two people.
Well, that's where they cure the virus, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying, but if it gets to a certain point, it's not curable.
I believe so. I think once it transitions to
AIDS.
Yeah.
AIDS, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Full-blown AIDS.
That's why people say, is it full-blown AIDS? Yeah.
Right. AIDS. Yeah. But then you just manage it.
I've heard that from more than... People do say that. That's a common phrase. Is it full-blown AIDS?
I don't know if it's common, but it's like, it's a phrase.
Was it in a movie or a comedy special or something that made it popular? Because people say full-blown AIDS.
There was a song on Family Guy, "You Have AIDS." Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS. Oh.
I feel like it was, I've heard it in like a comedic sense where people are like, what is it? Talking about going to the doctor's office. Is it full-blown AIDS? What is it?
That might be, I think that might have been a...
Like a Louis C.K. bit or something, yeah. I'll tell
you this, Mr. Devaney. So I'll let these guys do it.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you stuck that filthy needle in here.
Or maybe all that unprotected sex, but you hear.
It isn't clear, but what we're certain of is you have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Be sure that you see that this is not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
HIV, but really full-blown AIDS.
Very exciting. Boy.
Ouch.
Devotion to accuracy, thank you. I was thinking June Carter Cash when I mentioned Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynn was, of course, not married to Johnny Cash.
They get married at some point?
No, I was thinking June Carter Cash, the woman after whom we named our dog.
Your dog, yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how's it going? I'm with Bill first off. As soon as I heard you say full-blown AIDS, I thought of Family Guy, that song.
Uh-huh.
We stand together.
But, I wanted to kind of provide some insight on the Cub Scout, Girl Scout thing with them selling popcorn and cookies. Even though, like, on a lower end of selling stuff, the amount that the kids sell, is the prizes are pretty whack.
Yeah.
But the amount that they sell, actually, you get a portion of that goes to what they call their scout account, and that actually helps pay for some of, like, the smaller den activities that they do, or even can go towards, like, their camp fees later in the summer. So a lot of parents will do, like, my son is in camp. We didn't have him sell stuff when he was younger because we felt like even though that was going to his scout account and it was helping chip away some of the cost of camp, we were just like, just pay for the camp and not go through the trouble. But as he got older, it was more like he can go and sell these things with his friends. So he was getting something out of it. But as parents, we'll go and buy more just because we understand that that's still going back into the entire den or the entire PAC's funding to be able to get to this camp that, you know, we have to do it as a group, or we have to do a lot of these activities as groups. So
I was going to say, I hope Larry knows all this because he has a daughter.
He's not just like fully versed in it.
Right. He just knows every nook and cranny of the Girl Scout world.
Yeah, right.
I'm just surprised more people haven't called in about it, like when you guys talk about it. Like I hear you talk about it.
That Pound Cake probably smartly screens them out. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
No problem, guys.
Bye, Larry.
All right. There you go. There's Larry. He's
Larry.
266.
Larry.
I know Larry.
On the blacklist. You what?
I know Larry. I met him a few times.
Does that mean you know him?
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, he just said that he knows him.
If I saw Larry, I'd be like, oh, hi, Larry.
What up, Larry?
There's a lot of people that have met me but don't know me.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I would recognize him. If I saw him, I have seen him out. I go, oh, Larry, what's up? I saw him at Gecko a couple months ago.
Well, it's a very important distinction that Poundcake's making. A lot of people have met him. They don't know him.
Very few people know him.
And frankly, I'm sure to a person, they'd like to keep it that way. I didn't realize that you didn't need a license in Ohio to tattoo people. It seemed to me to be something
next
that...
Next year's polar blast punishment, Poundcake, you're getting tattooed.
By who, you?
Whoever wins.
Oh.
Well, you're going to need one now. You know,
damn it.
I didn't realize. Yeah, Mike DeWine's the governor now, and whatever else you think about the guy, I didn't realize he's having tattoo artists register with the state and pay for a state license. Cost him $250. I didn't realize that that wasn't already a thing. There are health issues when it comes to tattoos, and they're like, you have to have a license if you want to be a barber or a cosmetologist. I had no clue that tattoo artists didn't need licenses.
I thought they did.
Anybody who wants to perform body art procedures will have to get a license from the state.
Body art procedures. Is that like piercing too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if you're the girl working the gun at Claire's Boutique.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I mean, you might be.
Those usually just cashiers.
Covered. Like. Yeah, so because they're talking about there had to be training standards and things like that, but. I thought that if you worked in the tattoo business, you were somehow licensed.
You just practiced a lot.
Well, sure.
Your work is your license.
Yeah.
Your rep is your license.
They're licensed to ill, Alan.
I'm licensed to ill. See, it's up there on the wall. It's That's framed.
Signed off from the Beastie Boys.
That's right.
The King Ad Rock. That is his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway... You know, I know we have a lot of people in the tattoo industry who listen to this program, but I had no... There are 700 body art facilities in Ohio, employing roughly 2,000 people. I had no idea that they didn't need something up till now.
You don't have any, do you?
No.
No. Does that make you feel better about
better
that decision?
Better win Polar Blast next year.
Does it make me feel better?
Like you're happy that you don't have happier?
Not better or worse. Listen, I think most people that we're familiar with, are reputable or whatever. I just didn't realize that, like, you could open up a tattoo place, have a staff of people, and have clients, and no one was licensed to do it.
It's kind of like a just don't ask, don't tell kind of thing, where it's just... Hey, we don't need to put it out there. No one's asking. Like,
I mean, you know, to the point of people who complain about the nanny state, you know, you got to have permits to do every other goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You got to have a permit to cut people's hair.
Permit Patty.
But not to, like, you know, put a needle into people's skin. That surprises me. So from now on, I don't know when they're going to institute this whole thing, but from now on, you'll be able to walk in and say, I'd like to see your license, please, before I let you pierce my beautiful flesh. I don't know. See, I believe in the Tom Papa method, right? His point about, like, why would you ruin beautiful young flesh with a tattoo? Wait till you're old and then start getting tattoos.
Because you're already all wrinkly
yeah.
and everything anyway, all pruned up.
It's like you got varicose veins on your legs, tattoo some monkeys on them. Turn them into vines, you know?
Right.
That's the way to do it. Alan, do you know how many people tattoo out of their home practice style? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sure, there's a lot of jailhouse tats, too.
You can see them, like, when you're walking. You can be like, oh, that person got that tattoo in a basement, for sure.
Somebody did that.
They're drunk at a party. Have you
no
seen that
regrets.
Show, Tattoo Nightmares? Where
sure.
Where they go through, like, the whole scenario, and they, like, recreate it, and then they get it covered up.
Yeah.
Where they tell the story. Some of the stories are like, why would you ever let anyone in a van come at you with a tattoo? Yeah. Like, that's unbelievable to me.
Of course.
Prices.
You want a free tattoo? Yeah. Sure, I guess. Sure. Why not?
I mean, how much did the one on your back looks like a D?
A couple hundred, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I picked it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the dude drew it out beforehand. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it for sure. Whatever.
Now you have a D on your back.
I do. I absolutely do.
Big ol' D.
I'm so happy I can't see that.
I saw it earlier and I was laughing.
You're so petty.
Just funny.
I want to get it. I want to get covered. It's so expensive because it takes up the whole part of my shoulders, all across my shoulder blades. It's like my entire back to get it covered up.
A D?
An unlicensed.
It looks like it. Yeah, an unlicensed one.
Unlicensed.
What was it supposed to be?
An arch, like an arrow.
An arch.
It's
supposed to be an arch.
One arch, please.
An arch. Like an archer is a Sagittarius, and so I chose like a like a, I don't even want to explain it.
We've been over it.
I've shown it on the live screen. You all right?
No, I'm struggling.
You still thinking about that Eric Church show?
I am.
Did you pull the trigger yet or no?
No, I said I would do it after the segment.
You said that two segments
ago. Now let me ask you this. Will you be purchasing the ticket from a licensed ticket broker?
I hope so.
Or are they just, you know, you don't want to get the ticket and it's just somebody cut out a piece of, it's like a bookmark that they hand wrote Eric Church on it.
That's yeah, what I made his ticket.
You don't want a ticket that says Ricky Church.
Ricky Church tickets from 3 years ago. No, I do have to do it after the segment though, because two of the sections have already sold out since we've been on air just now.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's 5 o'clock and people are getting off work and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Alan Donnie, the old intern, is a walking example of basement tats.
Boom.
There you go.
Oh, did he have a bunch of those?
Oh,
I never met him.
What's the one? It's Abaddon. Abaddon.
Abaddon.
What's it supposed to be?
He's got an E on abandon.
I posted it
oh,
on.
Oh, I was like, yeah. A bad one?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Abaddon.
He got a quote, but it's the wrong quote, and it's spelled wrong as well.
Oh, no.
I screenshotted it and posted it on my Instagram. Let me see what it says.
Like, well, the, you know, in Dante's Inferno, abandon hope, all ye who enter here, yeah. Right?
And it's abandoned.
Sign over hell. And it says, yeah, first of all, I don't know why you'd want to get that tattoo.
It says,
but, yeah, it was,
abandon all hope, ye all who enter here.
Abandon ye all who enter here. Right.
Abandon
where
all
was,
hope,
what
ye
was
all.
It above? His butt?
It's right
his
on
mouth?
His, it's on his forearm.
So no one's entering his forearm. That's my whole point.
He is that guy.
Okay.
He's bad tattoo guy.
He's just doing his thing, man.
Let him go. Yep. Yeah.
He's loving life. He's trying to do
his
thing.
Mad at me for posting that, too.
Like, it's on his body.
First of all, it's on your body. Second, it was on your Twitter.
Yeah,
and
you
call into the show all the time. I'm going
to
post it.
You're clearly not averse to people seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of tattoos, so people can see them.
I don't know, man. It's like, well, what would you do if that happened to you? Like, if you double and triple checked it, and then they just did it wrong, and they spelled something wrong?
Yeah.
How? Script? They can't fix script.
I would make them fix it somehow.
They'd have to go over the whole thing.
Yeah, something.
Ooh. I think he's taken that down since then. That photo.
How expensive is tattoo removal?
It's expensive, and I heard it hurts.
Well, getting a tattoo hurts.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Cassandra.
Hey.
And her name was Cassandra.
Camera one, camera two.
What's up, Cassandra? Mind you, if you're familiar with her mythology, of course, anything she tells us, no one will believe. Go ahead.
Hey, I was actually, I'm a phlebotomist, and I actually did an exam on you a couple years ago.
On who?
On you.
Where was this?
It was your life insurance exam.
This wasn't in the back seat of my car, was it?
No, you weren't that lucky.
Ooh.
I didn't take a life insurance exam.
That was years ago, and I did it because I was very nervous about it.
I don't recall that at all. All right, go ahead. You don't need a license to be a phlebotomist?
You do not. In the state of Ohio, you can go and get a certificate. They prefer it, but in the state of Ohio, you actually, where you go donate blood, I mean, it is not a law that you have to have a license to draw blood.
I hate that.
Again, that's weird. That seems like something you'd right. want people to be licensed for.
I'm already so freaked out what about needles, especially near my veins, now that I know that.
What if you're drawing it with pen, so you can't make a mistake?
Then I guess you're out of luck. But no, when I took my boards, because I went to school and I got my certificate, I had to take national boards because the state of Ohio doesn't have a test you can take.
I'm still trying to remember when I had blood drawn for
maybe
a life
here.
Insurance policy. I don't.
They bring those people here all the time.
Years ago, you came to our office and it was in Middleburg Heights.
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
Was it Alan?
Then again, I don't recall what I did yesterday. So, all right, it wasn't someone impersonating me.
Well, now you can sue him.
Maybe sure somebody,
Kurt Russell.
Someone's taking a $1 million life insurance policy out of me. Now I'm going to be looking over my shoulder.
You did.
Thanks a lot.
You just disclosed his medical information.
I'm sorry.
Is he typo?
All right, thank you, Cassandra. I don't recall that at all.
Were you blacked out?
Huh?
Were you blacked out? Did you get all wasted and go apply for life insurance somewhere?
Yeah, you know when you're drunk and you go get blood drawn for life insurance? Dude,
hey, we've
so,
all been there, man.
I was
so drunk last night, I got a life insurance policy. You know how they love to take blood from people who are hammered at the time, too. Huh. I'll have to check my policies. I literally do not remember that at all.
Well, she does. It was a big moment in her life.
She said she was nervous.
Heidelberg Heights.
But also, maybe she's a liar, like you said, based on her name.
Yeah. She was prophetic, and yet no one would believe her, right? Cassandra, she could see the future?
I don't know what that's from.
All right. Oh, yeah.
School, I believe, is what that's from.
Well, what Never part of school?
Any of it.
Is it math school? Is it English school? Is it science school?
No, it would have been like...
what part of school?
Literature.
Literature, but like what?
Language.
English.
English.
English, but like English what, school.
What language story is this from?
Greek-Roman mythology?
Okay.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Stuff we all studied.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
From a young age.
We were told.
From a young age.
Icarus?
Not from a young
Icarus,
age.
Icarus, that's one.
You don't go into first grade and be like, all right, let's teach all about Greek mythology.
Fifth grade. Were you ever in the fifth grade?
I feel like I didn't learn about that until college. I feel like we learned the Homer, the Odyssey was like, 10th grade, I feel like I read that.
Odyssey and Iliad, I remember.
Iliad and Odyssey, yeah, that was...
Are you ready to laugh?
But I also didn't care.
I don't remember anything.
He keeps his emergency bug-out bag in his trunk. Unfortunately, it contains only Pez, comic books, and moist towelettes. The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
How's that one treating you?
It tastes like chapstick I used to have as a kid.
Well, it's carnival candy.
Right.
It's, yeah, like very cotton candy. Like,
is that what it's supposed to taste like?
It was lip smackers. Made all those different flavors of chapstick for little girls that have like glitter and stuff in them and cotton candy. As soon as I tasted it, I was like, oh, that tastes like sixth grade.
I also put my own little twist in it, too.
Did you really?
It's not what I think it means.
Oh, that's not... I thought you meant booze. Did you see how my face...
Would I let you drink it if you...
No, I would hope not.
No, it's just my semen. That's fine.
Oh, so much better. Took after the flute guy?
Jesus. I've had a headache most of today. I wonder if that would exacerbate it or if that would help it.
Bill's semen?
You want me to go get one?
Bill's semen.
Would help your headache?
Whip up a batch. I believe in myself.
Have you not had much caffeine today? Because that usually will do it.
That will make it worse or take it away.
It'll take it away. If you're used to having caffeine every day and then you don't, caffeine headaches are very real.
I'm not used to having caffeine every day. No.
I feel like you have tea or Mountain Dew or an energy drink.
But not every day, though.
Most days.
I would say.
Tea in the morning more than anything else.
You drink a pop or a tea or a...
Right.
Or an energy drink here.
Yeah, but that's not what... I mean, that's not what we're talking about with this.
No, not a whole thing. No. But it'll help if you're used to even just having some
how
caffeine.
How much is left in there?
Half a can.
Do we have more in the office?
I can go get one out of the
fridge. Okay. No, it's okay.
There's a Monster in the office. A regular one. Can we go grab it?
No, it's okay. That might be too much.
No, you don't have to drink at all. You just get a little bit. Just to give you a little oomph.
I can have regular Monster without having a panic attack. I'll share it with you if you want. I said I can have regular Monster without having my chest break out and my face get all red.
Well, yeah, you know when people talk about, it makes your heart beat real fast and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, but that's what people work out for. What's the matter with your heart beating fast? That's what you're trying to get up to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's different. Your heart beating fast while you're exercising.
Your resting heart rate is different.
Your resting heart rate being 140 probably isn't good.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Because your heart, like, what the heck's going on here, man?
My resting heart rate shouldn't be 300 a minute?
I don't think so. Yeah. It's like a mouse.
I mean, every person's different.
Anywho. Hey, listen, happy Passover to our Jewish listeners. Sorry, we're going to miss you tomorrow night. If you did not win this last pair of tickets for the comedy tour tomorrow night, you can still see where there are tickets remaining. You go to alancoxshow.com. Use comedy as the keyword search there. Do you recall the name of the person who won that last pair, Pound Cake?
Jeff Atkins.
Jeff
Atkins.
That name sounds familiar.
The diet guy.
He died.
The diet guy.
The Atkins, real Atkins diet. Maybe he's the heir to the throne, Pound Cake. You can get him at your kissing booth for a bunch of money.
Okay. Whoever wants to pay me,
Jim Keto took over for him.
There you go.
Yeah. Make myself a note here. But no, I've heard from a number of our Jewish listeners who say that they can't make the show because, of course, it's Passover.
It's time to give up on your religion and come have some laughs.
Are they now allowed to leave or something?
Well, I'm sure that they have things to do. They might have a Seder or something like that. I don't know. But I was reading that church membership has plummeted in the United States.
Of course.
Across. I know, right? Like,
I mean,
it shouldn't shock anyone. You're
supposed to have Netflix, Hulu, and Catholicism. It's too expensive.
I can't tithe for that. I'm already tithing to Netflix and Disney Plus in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it seems pretty clear to all of us that there's no divine plan at work. So I think we can give up the ghost on that, if you will.
I think what a lot of people do is they still believe in God. They have their beliefs, but they're not as inspired to go to a building to practice those beliefs.
Well, that bums me out. That doesn't make me feel any better. I would like people to wholesale divest themselves of the fairy tale. Yeah. So synagogues, church, mosque, across the board, there's a fewer than 50%. Of people in the country say that they are going to.
Now, what's going up, though? Now, are there any that are going up, or is there a replacement for this?
Hopefully, reason and logic.
Right, but, like, where do those people meet?
Anywhere.
The Alan Cox classrooms. Show door.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Tomorrow night, yeah.
No, there will be reason or logic there tomorrow.
Isn't
there?
No, please.
Fun and frivolity and booze and.
I want tomorrow night to be utterly devoid of reason and logic.
Our show is technically an all-ages show tomorrow.
Yes. So bring your toddler.
Mm-hmm.
All ages.
We'll have some snuggles out there. What are they called? The wiggles?
Snuggies?
Snuggles.
The wiggles. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Poundcake gave up on the kissing booth. He's going to do a snuggle booth.
Aww.
So if you want to give him $20, he will give you how long of a snuggle?
For $20.
For $20.
And what will
you got to keep the line moving, too.
Yeah.
Laying down or just standing up?
No, vertical snuggle.
Okay.
If you pop a rod, it's 40.
Vertical snuggle. What?
If you pop a rod, it's 40.
40 if you pop a rod.
If you pop a rod.
Ding.
What if you pop a rod?
I'm going to be.
You
pay them.
I'm the little spoon, so they don't have to worry about that. I'm poking through the other side, so I'm not on you. I'm the one that has to deal with a kink in my back. But for $20, you get
Snort?
A kink in your back. How tall is this person who's snuggling you? They pop a rod and you get a kink in your back.
Well, regardless, I'm little spoon, so I gotta curl up and they gotta have their arms.
But this is a standing cuddle.
It doesn't matter. Still, it's gonna be either in my back or on my butt.
Sorry, I asked.
It's a lot goes into this, Alan. Come
guess
on.
So.
Depending on the guy.
I thought it was pretty cut and dried. All right. Will you be doing a hugging booth tomorrow night or anything? I mean, Bill and Mary will have merch and.
I can do a hugging booth.
Do
a kissing booth, man. I'll help you make the sign in glitter.
Yeah, I'll do a kissing booth.
We'll go to Joanne Fabrics or Michael's tomorrow during the day and make a kissing booth sign.
Be like Lucy Van Pelt's.
It's gonna cost you
peanuts.
Ain't gonna be free. There's gonna be some dusty drunk ass dudes coming up to me. Hey, so do I get a kiss? Yeah.
How much?
$10. I told you.
Just 10? 10 for a kiss?
Yes. 10 for a kiss. 5 for a hug.
Dusty drunk ass dudes.
They'll be like, do I get a kiss? Is this for real? Yes, it's for real. Give me 10 bucks.
This is on the lips.
For a little peck.
A peck on the lips is $10.
Right.
He's going to outsell all of us in merch. I'm guessing, like, I made $1,500
today. And it's all profit, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost him anything.
$1,500.
Right. That's not out of the realm of possibility. If there's 2,000 people at this and 150 of it, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I'm like, forget cameo.
Then he comes to work on Monday and his mouth looks like a bunch of road bumps.
Exploded raspberry.
Right. Pomegranate seeds all over his mouth.
Oh, boy.
Hurt cake.
Well, good. All right. Well,
you're bringing old CDs.
Huh?
I asked if you were going to have anything. I think you said you were bringing some old.
No, I was joking.
I thought you just had a couple left over. Yeah.
No.
No AC merch, huh?
No AC merch.
Stickers?
Nope. Just happy for people to be there.
Mm.
You can get stickers anywhere. Get them here. Get them, Stickers aren't merch. I'm not charging for them. Nor could I.
Sell strands of your hair.
Oh.
People could clone you or make dolls.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't believe in any of that stuff anyway? Making voodoo dolls? He believes in cloning.
I believe in cloning and people making dolls out of human hair. Yes, I believe in both of those things.
But it doesn't do anything. You believe in voodoo magic?
You didn't say voodoo. You
That's
said people
would
make.
Why else would you make a doll unless you're going to do voodoo on it?
That's the only reason to make a doll is for voodoo
out
in
of
your world.
Human hair, yeah.
There are dolls that use human hair that aren't used in voodoo rituals.
I'm thinking of a doll made out of hair.
Okay, you were jumping to voodoo.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I was not. I was, you know.
Yes, voodoo okay. hair doll.
Yeah. Listen, if someone wants to make a voodoo doll of me, God bless. Godspeed.
Maybe that's why you have a headache. The power Someone's of poking a pin into your head in your voodoo doll right now. Mm.
Is that how headaches work?
That's how voodoo works.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. So somebody's got a doll of me in uh-huh. this scenario, and they're poking its head.
Uh-huh. And that's why you have a headache. That's what voodoo
why
is.
Why wouldn't they poke me somewhere else?
Because they just want to annoy
they
you
just wanna,
today.
Yeah, they wanted you
They
to...
don't want to kill you. They just want to annoy you. Give them a little headache.
There are a lot of other places they could poke me that would annoy me more than on my head.
Hmm. I don't know.
They could poke me right in the tip of my crotch. That would really annoy me.
Just a little, just...
Ding, yeah, ding, just a little ding, bit ding, of sounding. Ding.
That's right.
Do you know sounding is, Mary?
Nope.
You don't want to know. Don't walk down this road.
Is be it like soaking?
Be, nope. No, you're going to wish it
but
was.
You're curious, aren't you?
I am.
Be very careful what you say next.
Do you want to know?
Is it going to make me throw up?
No.
Okay.
It will.
It won't. Sounding is when you take a rod and put it inside the man's pee hole.
Theory throw.
All the way up?
Yep.
And when you get used to it,
you
because
so uncomfortable.
when you get used to it, you do it. You do it with rods of increasingly large diameter, so that
What's
you.
What's the point?
So that you can really expand that orifice.
It's a.
Some people are really into
it's
it.
It's a sexual kink that some guys are into.
Yep.
So you're, that's now the whole. That's the whole thing.
There's a medical reason to do it to expand your urethra if you have like a small pee hole.
Right, or if they're like passing kidney stones and stuff, right?
Maybe.
I don't know if they do it for that. But
I don't know if they do it for
that.
Help.
Probably help.
Yeah. Yeah. So my question is that the whole sexual act? Or do you put it in there and then have sex or something?
Well, you put it in there and then you
yeah,
crank it.
That's gotta hurt, right?
I don't know. I've never done it. I will never do it.
No, I can't imagine
have
it.
You ever
it feels
accidentally,
great at all.
Well, I guess we're going into... Never mind.
Well, when Dr.
Can things go in there?
Yes. When Dr. Berglund has been here, he's talked about guys that he's seen who have engaged in that, and it can cause real problems.
Well, yeah, it mm-hmm. seems like if it's not sterile, you're going to get an infection.
Yeah, there's that.
Only time I ever had something in there was at the student health service in college.
A little Q-tip
yeah.
action.
She was checking. She was making sure everything
was
twitched.
I know. I've never had that, so I don't
She
know.
Was yeah. making sure everything was 5x5.
You never been tested?
I mean, I've been tested, but they never put
they don't
out
do
thing
that
in.
Anymore.
Yeah, they don't do
no,
that.
No, no, I'm
what
old.
Do they, do?
They did this. I don't know what they do now, but a long time ago they
what
gave
do they
you
do? Pancake?
It's like blood and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They take your blood and you pee. They don't have to stick
you
anything
guys,
up
all your stuff's on the outside.
Although, no. I did have to. I don't know what it was for chlamydia or gonorrhea. I had to stick something up my butt, though.
Up your butt.
Yeah. I think someone.
Well,
I think
you might have a different thing.
Well, no, I went to
and that was at his dentist.
Yeah. No, like she was just like, okay, put this tip just like around the.
Yeah.
Just in, and then she's like, then just break it off, and then put it into the thing.
Into the cup. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like I shoved it all the way up there, but it was.
Man, that's a very different procedure than what women have to go through.
But you guys have an orifice, like you guys.
They take what looks like a trident. Made out of
jeez.
It looks like pipe cleaners, kind of mm-hmm. little prongs, and then they scrape your insides to take the cells to test.
Oh, out. Sure.
That's what
the
a
old
pap
DNC.
Is.
Sure.
That's what a pap is, and you get it every year. But yeah, you guys are like, oh, they just draw your blood, and that's the end of it. I'm
but
like,
it still has such a funny old timey name.
Pap smear.
Pap. Here you go. Right.
Must kill pap smear.
Yeah, your guys' sounds
Can I
way
for
easier.
A pap?
I got $1,000 here for you. That'll buy you a lot of pap schmears.
It's not schmear.
I think schmear is funnier.
It's no cream cheese.
If you get it at a synagogue, it's
you don't
called
know.
A pap schmear.
Sometimes there is.
That's right. Yeah. When the rabbi does it, it's pap schmear. I also learned at that time, there's no cool way to get through that exam either. I was like trying. I
no,
was like,
duh.
There's hey, not if a good I, pose you can do.
If I make it out of this, you want to go get something to eat? You know?
If I make it out of this.
She's like, no.
Depending on the results.
I'm fine,
you
thanks.
I'm yeah.
out later.
She's foxy, so you're kind of standing there going, all right, don't, you know, think about grandma and baseball and all that. But,
well, I don't think you're going to be getting excited once you see what's happening, right?
You never.
I'll get
guy.
Excited at a lot of things.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. I've never been. You're right.
Sometimes
I've never
you get
been
the fear one. You get the. You get a little uncomfortable. You go, uh oh. What are you doing here?
Or you get a NARB, like a no apparent reason boner.
Yeah, there you go.
Like NARB.
For no reason. Just I'm like, uh oh, gotta adjust myself. Like I always get it at the worst times. Like,
see, I guess that's kind of a plus for us. Nobody can tell when we're from the outside.
I waistband it.
You waistband
it. Waistband is it's the only way to conceal it. It hurts.
Furthermore, a lot of us can't even tell when we're in the middle of something, would you?
Right.
Yeah. I'm a very excitable boy.
And even worse, a lot of us don't even care.
Right. Isn't that great? Very nice. Being a woman is awesome.
It has its ups and downs.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. We're getting there.
Yeah.
You guys have all the power. Like, if...
Mary, you have all the power.
Let's ease off the throttle here a little bit.
You have all
Bella
the power
Abzug.
In a state where you can't even control your own body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All the power.
All the power.
Look at all this power you have.
I guarantee if all the women like band together and they're like, okay, no one's getting any butt until this law's passed, like,
They don't care. The old men who are passing those laws aren't getting any butt anyway.
Yeah, they're nuts.
They're married to like young wives.
No, they are not.
No, they're not.
They are the people who are still in church that are mad that attendance is down.
They're taking their revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, again, a lot of people ask, well, how do you get into sounding?
Yeah.
I don't know that because it's not sounding too comfortable.
You don't get into sounding. Sounding gets into you.
Why does it even have that name? That's such a strange name.
Because when you first do it, you go, ah!
Yeah.
You're sounding an alarm.
What's that sounding over there? I don't know why it's called that.
I don't know. Sounding rods, I think.
That's what I thought of, was it sounding like a ding. Mm-hmm. And then that's like that vibration.
Like a tuning fork? Yeah. Goes in
there. Wait, are tuning forks and sounding rods different?
Yes, they are different. Yes.
That might not be that different. That would be a great gay porn actor name, by the way. Sounding rod.
Yeah, you play that noise that Alan just played, and if it moves, you're into it.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I can't do this.
So you're not into
slap,
it?
Slapping sounds.
No.
What if you're with a guy and he's not the guy for me.
He's not the guy for me.
And he just...
That's his only thing that he has. Yeah. That's his kink.
He's not the guy for me.
He's rich.
Am I doing it to him or he's doing it to me?
First you do it to him, but then sometime he's like, I would like you to try it.
Well, he goes, you don't have to get into this and I'm cool if you're not down with it.
But I do
require you to do it to me.
I'll inflict pain
every
on him.
Every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, if he wants me to inflict pain on him, sure.
No, sounding Saturdays. Come on, Bill. Get with it. Or sounding
You'd
Sundays.
Be in a situation where you would enjoy inflicting pain on the other person.
Is it a pain thing?
Oh, I imagine it starts out that way.
It's not a pain thing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if maybe it's one of those things where you lube it up, you go a little
because
slow.
Once you do that, you can't go back. Like, it's not going to heal correctly.
Well, like, it might.
It's not.
Is that part of your body?
Can we just stop this? Because I'm hurting right now. Like, I'm clenching.
Clenching what?
I'm clenching
your peel.
Like my balls and everything. Like I can't do it.
I don't want to get too gross, but I have a lot of questions.
Next time Dr. Berglund's here, you can ask him all you want.
Yeah.
It's like when you see someone do the splits, like it hurts. Yuck!
(216) 578-1007 if you want to join us. Or 800-348-1007. For what? I don't know. Something crossed the transom of your mind? Who am I to judge? 35192. Want to send a text. AlanCoxShow.com for everything else. No more tickets to be won for tomorrow night. If you want to get them, the details at AlanCoxShow.com for the 10th annual Alan Cox Show comedy tour.
We should treat the last segment like a telethon to try and sell the last few tickets that we have.
There you go.
You got to do a talent, though.
A talent?
Yeah, that's how they get people like riled up and like the old Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right,
Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah.
Tell you what,
buy some tickets and I won't marry a 14-year-old.
I can burp the alphabet. I can do some karaoke. I can talk drunk girl. Those are about my three talents.
Huh?
Yeah, but then that's your act too.
Yes. So it's a little preview into Saturday tomorrow night.
But how does that translate into people getting the remaining tickets?
I don't know how telethons work.
We need you to buy our tickets right now and to inspire you to do that, Mary's going to burp some of the alphabet. Mary? Stop. All right. No more. I can't.
Let's stop at D.
Yeah.
It's like Billy Madison. I'm killing it.
Operators are standing by.
Go to AlanCockShow.com. Keyword comedy. Get your tickets now. Help those kids.
You can buy them at the House of Blues box office. You can buy them at the Cleveland Masonic box office.
And there's not that many left.
As well. No, there are not. Steve Byrne will be there with us. Very excited to see him. Bill Squire, Mary Lynn Santora.
Hmm. Yes, Mary Lynn.
Belch Mistress General. Rob Ward making his Alan Cox Show comedy tour debut, and the lovely Mike Polk Jr. will be there as well. Poundcake will have his kissing booth. And I'll be your host. Mattitude's going to spin.
Cash only, please.
Gash only?
Cash.
Oh, cash only. All right.
Yeah, but like he's, I never know, he's into you, that, though.
I know he is.
Not taking your little Venmos. I need cash in hand.
Why not? What's wrong with a Venmo?
Yeah.
Venmo's great. I'll take Venmo over cash.
You know what? Let me check out the gash, bro.
Cash and Venmo.
But Venmo, PayPal. Up front. Cash App.
Yeah, up front, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not loaning you a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say, Poundcake? Venmo, money, mo problem.
Matter of fact, Mary, can I borrow some like lipstick or lip gloss so then you can have a little mark and you can have proof?
Yeah, I'll bring you some.
Mm-hmm. What is he looking to do? What mark?
A lip mark.
A lip mark.
Like a little kiss on the cheek.
You want one of those going in? What do you?
He's going to give it to the people.
Oh.
Is that a different price than a kiss on the lips?
No.
No.
$10. Wait, you're gonna wear lipstick to... What's going on here?
That's what he's saying. He would do lipstick on and then give you a kiss on your cheek so you have Poundcake's lipstick
if
on
they
your
want
cheek.
That.
Are you giving them kisses on the cheek or are they kissing you on the cheek?
I'm kissing them.
Oh, I thought he was receiving.
No, he's going to put on lipstick and kiss them on the cheek so they have the outline of his lips on their face.
Oh, I misread this.
He's a kiss pitcher.
He's the kisser, not the kissy.
Right. Correct.
I thought he was the kissy.
No.
You want to put your lips on people's faces?
They're putting their... If it's the other way around, they're still putting it on my face.
Yeah, and you can wash your cheek.
You can wash his face.
You can wash his lips.
You have... Okay, yeah, listen. Yeah, I just misunderstood.
Yeah. Cute little lip, you know?
Listen, I'm all for it. It's the entrepreneurial spirit, yeah. Right?
And being a hoe. Start it young.
And just being
that doesn't make you a hoe, though. I mean, again, I thought that takes it down a notch for me. I thought that this was you. I guess I hadn't really thought it through, or what I thought was... Because a kissing booth is the person kissing you.
Yeah, it's usually on the lips, too.
Yeah, it's not them. People don't walk up and kiss the person on the...
Yeah, I
it's like a hot chick in a booth. Kissing booth,
$5. Yeah, I understand that. But if they want the mark, then obviously it has to be me kissing them. So if they don't want the mark, then they can kiss me. That's fine.
The mark of the beast.
But got options.
But if they want the little souvenir and let my lips linger on them, then I'll kiss them on the cheek.
Let my lips linger.
Souvenir.
They want a little souvenir. They want a little souvenir selfie. Like, oh, kiss my pound cake. There you go.
Now, will you charge them more to take a photo, or is that included?
No, I'm there. We are there for the fans. You can take photos. Photos are free. But hugs, $5. Kisses, $10.
The best merch I've ever seen is Earthquake selling bootleg copies of his HBO special and then selling pictures with it, but it was like a Polaroid. Wasn't doing cell phone pics. Wasn't doing digital
so
camera.
So he just recorded his special off of HBO and then sold the bootlegs?
He would just make copies of it. Just make DVD copies
of it. Okay, yeah.
And they were just like, it was just a white disc with like a piece of printer paper cover.
Uh huh.
And just selling it for $25,
$30.
$25? He made, and people were in line. Every single person that went to the show was in line.
Because
what?
That crowd's not watching HBO?
No, they wanted a signed copy.
They appreciate him, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like,
huh?
He's like, if I buy it from them, I gotta, like, it costs so much money, I'm not making any profit, so I just do it this way. I'm like, respect, man. I like it.
Can he get sued? I mean, it's Yes, absolutely. Wait a minute, it's his material, but once you sell it to HBO, then it's HBO's.
It says in the thing, you know, these cannot be rebroadcast or sold or what. It's like, you know, the National Football League.
So do you think with him doing that every show, say 5 shows a weekend, 40 weeks a year for however many years, do you think that he made more money than the fine would be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm curious if he would get found out,
and it all comes down to who's going to tell on him. Like, this happened years ago; they're not going to go back. They can't prove it now. There's no evidence.
They can't prove that he sold them to those people. They could have just said, "Hey, I bootlegged your CD. Will you sign it for me?" And he did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you're going to have to hammer out your boundaries ahead of time, mm-hmm. Poundcake. The just confined to the cheek.
Go back to that.
Yeah. Butt cheek?
No, this is smart.
Because people are going to go, mm-hmm.
Will
what
you
about
kiss my boobies?
Right, or whatever.
No. Lips on the cheek, I'm not kissing the
nothing
boobs,
below the waist?
Nothing below the waist.
Nothing below the neck is what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
You won't put a lip mark on a girl's cleavage?
No, I don't want to touch somebody's saggy stretch mark boobs. No. Kiss on cheek.
No sloppers?
No.
No kissing the sloppers?
Now, if the guy's really hot, I'm I'll kiss your abs. But, no.
Let's keep it within the...
I'm kidding.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking these questions. And have you set the price for tongue?
There will be no tongue.
$50.
No tongue. No.
$100.
I don't want to leave here with a disease.
You will
$100
have.
$100.
You will have a price. You need to know mentally what that is going in, because you will have a price
for tongue
to make out. How long? 10 seconds.
I don't even mean that. Kiss, tongue. Right?
A little slip of it.
Slip of the tongue. The Sarah Sanders type.
I'm not just going to kiss anybody and everybody No. I don't have a price for that.
All right.
No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
I'm not sticking my tongue in
anybody. I'll tell you what.
I bet you meet your husband tomorrow.
Oh.
You're such a sap.
I am. That would be so cute.
So it's good to know we've kind of crossed the Rubicon here. Pound cake cannot be bought.
No, I'm not sticking my tongue in anybody's mouth.
Right. Or maybe it's the idea that potential people cannot, that's not the right
potential
word.
People?
Potential people?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Multiple people cannot buy him.
The world's full of potential people. They're crawling around. They're crawling around in the sack right now.
Potential people.
That's right.
Potential
people, yes.
Only real people, not potential people. I'm saying people can't buy him. Right? You would make out with one dude for $100, but you don't want to make out
not
with
a stranger.
30 dudes.
Not a stranger. A kiss on the cheek is harmless. It's a peck. No problem. Even on the lips.
If you were at a bar, not anything show related, you're just at Twist, uh-huh. And a guy came up to you and said, I will give you $100 to make out with me, you wouldn't do it.
But
and he had a $100 bill in his hand.
I will
give you this $100 bill to make out with me. I would do it.
You'd need to have specifics, though, because that person's, if they give you $100 and then expect a 5 minute back of the room situation, you're this ain't worth $100.
Yeah. I'm what's the catch? I'm what? Who don't want to kiss you? Why did you pick me? I'm thinking there's something, you got anthrax in your mouth or something
Well, no, because they know this person would know who you were.
Right. I'm saying, is it the fact that
it's a stranger
for a bunch of people?
No, mm-hmm. It's a stranger. It's just because it's a stranger.
You've made out with strangers at bars.
That's because I want to, because they're hot and I think they're cute. But I might have, some creature come up to me and be like, hey.
It's true.
I'm not sticking my tongue in your mouth.
I can't wait for him to actually have to tell certain people face to face.
No, I won't kiss you.
You're one of those creatures I was talking about. Anyway, thanks for coming.
I'm not putting my tongue in your mouth.
What if they're ugly? Are you still going to kiss ugly people? Kiss on the lips.
A customer's a customer.
All right. I feel like you're going to have a hard time not saying it.
A lot of our listeners have facial hair, men and women. You're not going to be able to leave those lips on those beards, boy.
Okay.
On the nose?
If we have any Greek girls coming to the show. Alan, will Mary be signing her poster? It says singing her poster, but I assume you meant signing.
I'll sing it.
Before or after the... Crushing it!
I am crushing it!
The merch stuff's all after show, right?
Yes.
I'm going to have mine set up before show.
Are you?
Yeah. If I can find a person to do it for me, but I don't really like doing that because it's posters that get signed and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to... you can just have it with the person that's selling my stuff. I'm sure it's not a problem.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I will definitely have them after the show, and I'll be out there after the show with them.
Okay.
Same with Bill and Rob. Everybody will be standing at their tables, or one, I don't know what the table situation is.
Also, you have to be 18 or over for me to kiss you.
Good rule. Well, great rule.
Is there a age, like, maximum? Like 99?
No.
Okay. No. Just making sure. We got to lay it all out.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
Is this Ricky Church?
No. I like it, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Hugo.
I liked it.
And I don't know if he ever had a song after that, but there's that.
Yeah, a little banjo action.
I'll tell you what, when you are rich and famous and you can afford the finest in legal representation, boy, they will come up with some amazing stuff. Lori Loughlin and her husband, you know, prosecutors in L.A., Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, these prosecutors really want to make an example out of these women, and so they're really gunning for jail time. Lori Loughlin, more so, simply because they tacked on a money laundering charge and what they were trying to get her for, and she wouldn't take a plea deal because people around her apparently said that she didn't really realize how serious it was and thought the DA was bluffing. So her defense attorney now... Their defense is that they didn't know they couldn't do that.
Oh, my God!
I didn't know I did have to stop the officer.
I didn't know it was illegal.
Specifically, they thought that they were breaking rules, but not laws.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, as we've seen with the current situation in the White House, it's hard to prove intent, even if everything is screaming in your face precisely what they fully intended to do. But if you're a defense lawyer... That's pretty slick. Your Honor, my client was just, she thought she was helping out. She didn't know that it was breaking the law.
I know no better.
Exactly.
Isn't that what that guy says who was on the, Making a Murderer?
How to Train Your Dragon?
No, Making a Murderer. I didn't kill nobody. I don't know no better.
That's right.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Because I did know I couldn't do that.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Oh, Dave Chappelle and Chip in there in the car. So, yeah, their defense is going to be that they were manipulated by the people who were involved. And it might just work. I mean, how are you going to prove that these people knew the law around getting into school and broke it?
So, I feel like that's a dangerous precedent to set, though, to say, I didn't know I was breaking the law. Then they can just cite that. Like, people can be like, yeah, I know it was illegal.
Oh, there's a lot of people that get off because they say, I didn't know that was illegal.
All right, well.
I mean, we're not lawyers, so there is a kernel of truth to that.
Yeah. It's like, I had no idea.
Right. They're like, I thought I was just cutting corners.
Yeah.
Then again, you would know if they tack money laundering or wire fraud, you know those things are illegal.
Right.
But... Because if they could say, Your Honor, what's the difference between donating $5 million to get your name on a building and your kid into school?
And photoshopping her into a crew team.
A rowing picture, yeah.
A rowing picture. Alan, will Pound Cake kiss my baby?
No, 18
Don't
and
bring
over.
A baby.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, they're not going to bring a baby, I'm sure. Unless they mean like, you know, kiss my baby.
Maybe it's in their belly.
Not a real baby.
Ah.
Maybe she's pregnant. The baby's in the belly.
Will you... Kiss the baby from the inside.
From the inside? You mean you gotta get up in there?
I'll blow a kiss.
You'd blow it up in there.
Let me feel your baby from the inside. Now that's like when somebody gets busted with drugs and they say, Officer, these aren't even my pants. Right. Kernel of truth.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not listening out. I'm not listening for Colonel.
That doesn't show up much.
I'm listening for Major and General. Those are the two that I'm really
listening for. Doesn't show up for much. Al and I will pay Poundcake $1,000 to make out with him, but I look like a sloth.
$1,000, dude.
$1,000.
$1,000. Do it. $1,000.
I must warn you, I'm a very good kisser.
I must warn you. I must brag to you.
Because someone will fall in love, and then you got a whole other issue.
$1,000? That's a stack, I mean.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah, I would have. Yeah, okay. You make me an offer.
$1,000 cash.
I do a lot of things for $1,000.
Me too.
I must warn you, I'm a good kisser.
I'm an excellent kisser.
I'm only telling you because at the end of it, you'll want to pay me $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $1,000 base pay, then plus tips. Based on my performance.
Which tip?
No, money. Money.
Money, honey. Money.
Al and I will run Mary's merch table for tickets to the show.
Yeah, so you can steer her money?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to give someone I don't know that kind of a power.
Understood.
Power. You know what I mean.
The like, power so, of
you're
the
right,
poster.
Handling handling money that is not theirs.
Are you going to put that picture? Is your poster of you like laying on the couch like that photo that
no,
you posted?
No,
that
no,
should
no,
be.
No.
That's a good poster.
I know, right? No, I just have the crushing it posters. That's it.
Alan, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Correct.
That is true, but. Again, when you're in a court of law, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. So it is true that you can't claim ignorance as a legal principle, but it's real hard to prove intent, which is why cops, I mean, as angry as it makes people, that's why cops who kill people, you know, teenage kids or black kids or whatever, those guys almost never get sent to jail because it's really hard. They have to prove that that guy or woman intended to deprive someone of their civil liberties by killing them. And it's real hard to do that, to prove intent. If you've been watching any cable news over the past week, you know what we're talking about. Intent is hard to prove.
Why? What's going on?
A couple of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the government. Yeah.
You I still did got that?
Well, I do like...
You still got one of those?
Barely, yeah. It's hard to tell. I mean, if you squint...
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you squint, you can see the outline of what used to be there. But I like that Donald Trump Jr., though, was tweeting, bragging about the fact that basically the Mueller report said he was too stupid to have been colluding. He was tweeting like, told ya.
Duh.
They're like, beautiful, good for you. Remember when we thought Ivanka was the smart one? Holy cow. What a brain trust they got
I
over there.
I didn't think any of those. Trump's were the smart ones.
Oh, no. When he first got in the oh, he's going to be the voice of she's real yeah. sharp. Yeah. He's as dopey as the rest of them. I thought that was funny, though. Told ya.
Dear old dad.
I told ya I'm
always
stupid.
Got my back.
That's right.
He did tell us.
He tweeted out that Game of Thrones picture.
Oh. Oh, the game over meme yeah. or whatever.
Did you see HBO was like, we didn't mean for any of this to be used politically. Like they're like,
sure.
We don't stand behind one word of this.
That's right.
So stupid.
Now we get the leaders we deserve. We've become bystanders to our own demise.
We now return to something barely worth your time. Already in progress.
This literally means nothing to me.
The Alan Cox Show.
On 100.7 WMMS.
When I get a last minute text in, the Corey Roddick Experience. On the way at 6:30 tonight, Tribe game set for 7:10 has been postponed. If you're near a window, you know why. So they're going to set up a doubleheader tomorrow, first of two, against the Braves. We'll start at 4:10 here on MMS. So if you're going to the game, gates are going to open around 3 tomorrow. None of us had Chewy Chips Ahoy on our green room rider for tomorrow night by any chance, did we?
No,
but I had good. Some not that long ago.
How
Alaska.
Long ago?
Alaska.
Oh, there's a massive recall on those.
So just a couple, 2 weeks ago, I just had them.
Okay. What all Nabisco would say is they found, quote, a solidified ingredient.
What does that mean?
It's very vague and slightly sinister. I don't know.
Bones?
I love when companies don't want to tell you what's in there. Yeah. Hey, guys, we found something, shall I say, solid in our cookies that is
well,
neither...
Well, solidified, too. Like, that's,
that yeah. means it wasn't solid to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it sounds like it's blood or something.
Yeah. Oh,
it was originally gelatinous. Mm. Yeah. It is neither chips nor Ahoy. That's all we are qualified to say.
We had the ones, we had a couple boxes. They were in like the house we were sharing, all the comics. We had like three of them, and they had the chocolate chips and the peanut butter cups in them, too.
Ooh.
So they were very good, but...
I'll tell you what are legit, and I haven't had them in a long time, because I'm not necessarily a Chips Ahoy guy, more of an Oreo man, for those of you who are keeping track of my Christmas list. The red velvet ones with like the white chocolate chips in them.
I love white chocolate.
Those are well, a lot of times white chocolate, I mean, I do like it, but a lot of times it's crazy sweet. Those are good.
The Hershey's cookies and cream bar?
It's way too sweet.
What?
Oh my, it's like a sugar lick.
But so what do you just eat like pieces of white chocolate when you get it?
No, I don't eat like white chocolate per se, but if it's in something it's pretty good. But like solid white chocolate, way too much. Way too much.
Big fan.
Anyway, if you're a Chips Ahoy fan, they have described an unexpected solidified ingredient.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I haven't had a Chips Ahoy in a long time, and I'm feeling pretty good about it right now.
Nabisco's like, hey, we have all kinds of expected solidified ingredients in our food. This is an unexpected solidified ingredient. Now, which is better, if they were to recall these because they found an unexpected liquefied ingredient or a solidified ingredient?
I feel like if it's liquefied, it's going to disperse more and it's not going to be as prevalent. I feel like if you bite into something and it is solidified, you're gonna know. But that's the thing too. If you ate the thing that's gross, you probably know that you ate it.
It would taste off or weird, whatever it is. I was at one of my niece's birthday party and I bit into a piece of pizza and there was a screw in the pizza. Just a screw. This like a regular one. It was unbelievable. That's a solidified piece. You're going to find that.
Oh, I told the story last summer. We were having dinner. I was in Michigan with my older kids, and we were having dinner for my son's birthday. And we were at a chain restaurant, which shall remain anonymous. And there were probably a dozen of us. And my daughter and I are sitting next to each other at one end of the table, and she's eating a salad. And she brings her fork up and goes, "What is this?" And it was a big piece of the wire brush that they use to clean the grills.
Yeah.
And she didn't eat it, but I go, "I'll tell you what that is. That's a free dinner."
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they comped our whole thing, the whole birthday party. They took care of everything. Because I was like, I put on my best white lady, can I speak to a manager? But I was like, this is a child's birthday party.
Can we hear you do that?
Well, this is exactly what I said. I was like, this is a children's birthday party. If a 4-year-old.
I want to hear you ask to speak to a manager.
No, it was more like, I need to speak to your manager, like, right now. And I was like, this is children here. If they would have choked on this, like, this is ridiculous. And you make a big scene, and they took care of the whole thing. But that is, the kid could have died.
See, I didn't make a big scene, because, did the kid eat any of it?
No, but they could have if they would have grabbed the pizza that I
share?
Did.
Why didn't you share?
If they would have grabbed the piece of pizza that I grabbed and ate it, a smaller child could have had a lot of trouble with it.
I guess, see, I didn't make a big deal out of it because my daughter, like, she didn't eat it. If she had, I would have flipped
I
know.
I chomped right into it.
I called the guy over.
And it didn't bust your mouth anyway?
No, that's how I was, like, in the bite of pizza. I was like, what the hell?
Because we have a friend that had something like that happen, and he got a huge settlement because it, like, messed up his mouth for a bit.
Right.
Listen, I'm not a particularly litigious guy, but I will say there was that half second when I looked at my daughter and I go, man, if I turn, no, not even that, if I turn this into something, you know, and of course the manager comes over, he's like, oh, that's probably from one of her, I go, yeah, I know what it's from.
Right.
It's in the salad, bro. I go, first off, if you find that in a salmon or a steak, that's something from the grill.
You have chicken on it?
No.
Huh.
That's something from the grill. I go, how did it end up in the salad?
Yeah.
So I didn't make a big deal out of it because it's not the guy that you're talking to is not the guy writing checks for settlements. But I'm like, you're going to comp.
Yeah, we're taking care of this meal.
It wasn't even that. They comped like two things, I think.
Jeez.
Well, because
I didn't throw a fit.
I did. I was at it was the whole party with like rental fees and everything other thing. I'm like, you're taking care of this.
I do love, though, for places and those kinds of things, accidental as they may be. They happen frequently enough where I'm always surprised where the wait staff or the managerial staff acts shocked. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean theatrically. I mean, they genuinely are like they don't know what to say. I would think they'd have a mental script for something like that. But they always say the same thing. That shouldn't be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Encyclopedia Brown. You're right.
That's why I told you.
That's why I called you over.
I was
shouldn't
gonna say,
be in there.
Hey, this metal piece of metal wire brush is in my salad, and it was a magnificent
addition. I really like what you guys are doing there.
Yeah.
I like what I'm eating my salad to be on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just be stabbing in there thinking that everything in here is edible.
The copper wire brush. Mmm, on your feet. Mm. So good.
And now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on, and I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.